Blog Talk Radio.
Drama. We about to burn the motherfucking streets up with this shit. Breakfast Club. I want to welcome everybody to the motherfucking Red Room. This ain't a mixtape. This is life. Get them. It's been a long time. Get reacquainted with the world famous. You know how on point my aim is. Long range snipers. Clash of the Titans, chrome piping. And it's 300 like Leonidas. Snub in the bubble goose, riding down the interstate where fiends put the needles in the arm and let them penetrate. Leaning sideways with my fitted straight. The 27's on point, the paint job a New York minute late. Check my automobile, no clouds in my stones. Projects ringing, standing by the corner store. Two Glocks on me, bang bang, if you want a war. That was 05, now we ballin' on the store. Screaming out thug life, pouring Bellevue on your whore. Money, I'm involved with it, wake up and ball with it. Kobe Gasol with it, uncut raw with it. Chop bricks, take trips, OT. Before I had a goatee, I used to bag the OC. Yeah, fish scale, nigga. What up, ghost then? Stashing by the oak tree, moving by the coke leaf. Drama let the llama nick niggas like Charles Oakley. Nigga, don't insult me. I'll banana boat BRCKS's and stuff them in the Lexus. I'm sitting fat like precious. Christ upon the necklace. And I keep them clips on the dresser. Yes, sir, I'm about to ball. Louis bag the fucking mall. Bitches, money, and fast cars. Nigga, I want it all. Yeah, words to my kids, nigga. I want it all. NASCAR game. Why the fuck would I stall? I'm the franchise, nigga. Chris fucking Paul. Empty out the cannon. Hit your bitch, you the truck and all. Withdraw 200,000 and then fuck it all. King of the hill. Got a dime bitch cutting raw. She bagged the last nick. I unzipped. She sucking soft. Black Superman, yeah, I'm a butter law. I put this hollow tip a quarter inch above your jaw. Eat out a fucking straw. Blindfold your bitch, toss her in the trunk. After the first 48, that bitch smelling like a skunk. It's a rap, I rack when I rack the pump. Throw me in the gang module and tell them rack the bump. The Breakfast Club, nigga, no Captain Crunch. This for my dog niggas that eat cats for lunch. I'm hungry, like I ain't trapped in months. So nigga, act and stunt, my Glock pack a punch. Or rockin' heckler cots and Sylvia Pine box. Leave your hair wrapped for months while I pass the blunt to my niggas. We all rocked out, what's up, Jigga? Sometimes I be in BK with Fab on the freeway. Lincoln Continental, and I copped it off the eBay. I pop sham like it's my B-Day. Horsepower under my hood like it's the Olympic relay. My flow right on time, no delay. I raise $1 million, send it off to Chile. Word to my Red Cross, I don't fuck with Red Cross. I'm all mad, nigga, EA, I'm in VA. Money talks with Dre and Pharrell on three-way. Them 28s, that's my DJ, they spinning shit. When I took trips OT, I never rented shit. I just dropped and copped, and then I tennis shit. Diddy and Mike Guess, I'm all about the Benjamins. In it for the benefits, I'll be down at 10 and 6. Tell them give me a porterhouse and some eggs Benedict. Damn, that was good, but I'm still hungry, and I'm living it. I'll be out in Venice, shit. They say Weezy Jordan, nigga, I'm on my Pippin shit. They say Drake LeBron, I'm on my Mo Williams shit. If T.I.P. is Kobe, then fuck it, I'm Derek Fisher's shit. Long as I'm in the starting five, I'ma get it in. Cause I promised the city of Compton I would get it in. I was outcasted, Andre Benjamin. Now I slide through with my Dominican women friend. She like, put no feelings in, yeah. Giuseppe Hills, expensive wines, Paris Seal. It ain't tricking, I just spend money on cheap thrills. Big Phantoms, sweet wheels,
Backseat like a club, make them bitches eat pills. Take patrol shots to the purse with chrome Glock. J Electronica, it's a dome shot. So I had to steal it, nigga, I had to kill it. I was the turtle in the race, I made the rabbit feel it. Yeah, keep running, nigga, house it by the subway. Fill it through the project, comb through the Murcielago, a foreign object. Number one prospect, the day that I was drafted. After Magmatic, unleash the fucking bastard. Don't respect none of you niggas, get in the casket. Talking ratchet, never touch the fucking automatic. Drama, this is tragic, put it in the plastic. 88 bought and run and throw it with my other classes.
Drama, you should've warned these niggas, I'm about to kill them.
Yeah, trash baggage. This is crack, and I know you've been fiending for this. Come get your packs. I do it for the music, nigga. Fuck the plaque. Ain't on no beat shit, but it's still fuck the rats. And when I'm in New York, I set a bunch of traps. Put the cheese where they can see it, and if you stunt, you clap. Catch them in the club, that's when I stump them flat. Nigga, get up after that. Go get a fucking bat. I'll tell you about these fucking rats. They either snitch or bend over to catch. No matter how you look at it, I hate fucking rats. Get my bottle of Ciroc and I twist the cap. Sit back, watch the NBA playoffs and roll it back, yeah. Real fat, yeah. All I do is stack bread in the hood, on the wall like a fucking fathead. Two nines on your back, one sack, yeah. This my block and you niggas can't trap here. Unless you wanna get clapped here, head whack, yeah. I'm killing niggas, I should have 100 tats here. Celebrate your death, toast bottles and clap beers. It's gonna be a cold summer, come through like bird. The Red Phantom bullshit, 25 Steve Kirk. The beat insane, just blazing this motherfucker. The car's outside, the caves in this motherfucker. I should let off a couple strays in this motherfucker. Fuck that, trying to get laid in this motherfucker.
Yo, tell your friends, get with my friends.
Yeah, meet me in the parking lot. License plate aftermath, screaming out fuck 50. Wouldn't snitch for half his cash. If he wasn't such a bitch, nobody would've had the blast. Sit us down in Jacksonville, don't make me have to rap your jack. Cause I'd rather be in San Joe Pay, I'm packing bags with bitches that speak French. How you say catch a cab? I don't trick euros, I don't trick pounds. I bowling ball bitches till I knock them all down. Like the 93 pot, I get around. Duffels by the staircase, crack by the back door. Navigate my way through the south, I used to trap, ho. Hard away through Queensbridge, moving packs, yo. Might've lost a couple friends, but I got my gat, though. Blast foe, my rat foes could never stop my cash flow. Had a Nike box of hundreds when I was in that RAV 4. But now I pull up in that truck with the crash ball, with the Maglo, give you everything that you ask for. Sometimes I could be a fucking asshole. In the bank with my mask off, look at this nigga AR. Don't take your fucking mask off, then empty out the cash drawer. We on a suicide mission, but we don't give a fuck. Cause if we make it out, bigger house, bigger truck. I'm in a strip club with a Glock, nigga, what? Give me your bitch, she got a cuter face and bigger butt. I ain't gon' do shit but pour champagne on her. Hit it from the back and watch half of the Lakers game on her. Don't put that back on, too many cum stains on it. Run a train on her, call cartoon, have them tattoo my name on her. Star Trek 2, you know what? Fuck it, aftermath too. Put a little smoke around it, then take it home and pound it. Helicopter outside, nigga, I'm surrounded. Had a spot in the jungles till the fucking feds found it. Mama, your son got a public announcement. I got 5 million in the walls and the couches. Don't even think about it, we got cameras, dogs, and guns. Ask Pepe, he was there, he can vouch it. Threw it in the trash can on some Oscar the Grouch shit. A bunch of green popped out, time to reroute shit. Settled down in Mississippi, got a down south clip. And my niggas like, we ain't know all about this. And any nigga ever snitch, got his fucking mouth fixed. You get 25, he get his fucking throat slit. Cut him like filet mignon and throw him off a boat, bitch. Beat him to the sharks, then dock the yacht. Oil in the water, damn, the ocean's so thick. Time to finish off his niggas on some trench coat shit. It's a drug war, real life grand theft. Catch you in the street, fuck you up and hit your man next. Come through on some retarded shit. Just spraying text, where my dogs at? Tell them I'm crazier than DMX. Lazier than Chinese eyes when I'm puffing that. Blueberry, I ain't talking where the muffins at.
Roll up a sour diesel with some more, nigga. I split open the Dutch, then I'm stuffing that. You should get a flight to California, come fuck with that. That's all you, go ahead, hop in the truck with that. Take it down to Cashville and hit Young Buck with that. Don't bring nothing back, Border Patrol cuffing that. I ain't trying to see the pen, I have to get my knuckles wrapped. I wake up real early, keep lunching fast. This shit easy, you rap niggas, my punching bag. I got some combinations, nigga, Pacquiao shit. Talking about you popping tags, talking about you popping Chris. Where you get it popping at? Nigga, you ain't popping shit. But an X-Pill, as I turn the Lex wheels, I got a mean phantom, very upset grill. Tell him why you mad, son, that nigga pulled the fast one. You know who you are, when I see you, that's your ass, son. But I'm in the club, throwing shots like my last gun. It's 2 o'clock, yeah, gotta make a cash run. Yo, go get the truck from around the corner, tell Wack I'll be my side. Into the 7-Eleven, about to blast one. This nigga AR will not keep his fucking mask on. Deal with it when we get to the crib. You niggas is wildin'. Wait till we get to the crib and split this fucking money up. Hit the block and dummy up. Shave the onion, slice it down the middle. That's a tummy tuck. That's how we doin' it, Compton. Fuck the police. Defend my hood like an NHL goalie. Sometimes it's cold on these motherfucking streets, nigga. Iced out rolling. And I still remember everything that Drake told me. Red polo fleece, sippin' on that OE. Never been to jail cause I never had a Cody. Do it just like the OG. Cut the Impala in half, insert the gold D. And bounce this motherfucker till it got a slow leak. Flatbed, pick it up, and you know me. I'm going with the car all night, no sleep. Gotta get this motherfucker back on the strip. Next day we in the red Phantom 4D. Kids running up to the car, block off the whole street. It's the ice cream man, like the OP. Cali like the Lions O-line, it's where the hoes be. BC running shit like a nosebleed. Don't get it confused or screwed like codeine. More swag than the niggas from the show me. That's your bitch, I'm about to mac her like Goldie. Shit, together we can move around, baby. Blacked out Cartiers, Four Seasons caviar. Spray a little Diddy on it, that'll get their panties off. Niggas see me in the lobby looking like Danny Soft. Catch me outside where I can let this fucking cannon off. Suit to the roof, bet I let this cannon off and put everything in the clip right where you standing, dog. Ride off in the Mozzie, like can I ball? For the bucks, I'm trying to get it like Brandon, dawg. Young Money, clearly NBA Rookie of the Year. We still standing tall, wish the Twin Towers was. Take innocent lives, that's the type of shit a coward does. I'm just reminiscing, smoking on the sour blood. Take a couple more hits and pass the shit around the bus. You can't tell me shit, I just seen 1,000 drugs, 100 rounds and 10 drums. That's 1,000 slugs. One day I flipped the kitchen table, found a bug. Kept looking, found another one, right around the sub. Hey, yo,
shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. Truth, where? Yeah. Yeah.
Hip-hop. 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 Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy. Don't keep
hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
Hey, yo.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, what the hell is up, man? West Coast Wednesday, we back in the building. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm coming to get in a second. To us radio, we back up in this building, man. Hold on. I had to go and open the door real quick. Let me get back to where I was at. To us radio. All right, all right, all right. DJ Hell Love.
Hey,
what it do, man?
Hey, Julia.
Hey.
Julia.
Hey, 99.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Hell?
What's up, baby? Got the queens up here tonight. Going down, through with style. What's up with you, King?
Oh, man. Feeling a lot better, doing a lot better. Trying to make something happen.
You're sounding real sturdy now, boy. Real sturdy, you say?
Hey, it sounds like
I'm kind of holding the building up a little bit.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean?
Got the
right
old stress back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's
just popping on the west side?
Shit, nothing. Not a damn thing. Getting cold.
That's what you asked for.
Yeah,
and
that's what
I got.
Yeah. I could put on more clothes to keep warm than take off the beat when it's hot as a motherfucker.
Right.
You can walk around naked as a motherfucker and be burning the fuck up still.
That's right. You close by that water. It ain't coming here yet.
Shit, yeah. I ain't close to the water. I'm in a desert.
You in a desert.
Oh,
well, yeah.
I ain't nowhere near no damn water.
Well, I wonder why it's getting cold down there so fast, then. Please.
Ain't no trees.
Well, it always gets, the desert is either hot or it's cold. When it gets cold, it gets cold.
Cold.
Ooh, it's cold.
But when they get hot, yeah, then it just fry your ass. You start smelling bacon everywhere you go, and it beat your ass.
Nigga walking around a whole double decker sandwich.
God damn, I smell bacon like a motherfucker. You wonder why all the dogs following your ass.
I bet not come out the wild hot to you.
No. I wouldn't, man. You know, I wouldn't. I mean, it'd be cool because, you know, it's just a transition.
Yeah.
If you got to go to the bathroom, you got to walk across the driveway. So they can get If you got to go and get in the car to go to the store, that's when the heat hits you. Then you get out the car when you go to the store, that's when the heat hits you.
Uh-huh.
So that's just bacon. Those be them bacon bits right there. Yeah. 99, what the business is, girl?
It's good. It's good. It's West. What you been up to, man?
Chilling, man. I got to give it up to Petrulia. Damn, I wish my my claps and stuff will work around.
That sound like dogs.
I don't know what the hell is going on with this shit. I bought this motherfucker. It only worked like for 1 week and then it just stopped working.
I'm cool with that. Yeah,
we're going to give it up for her anyway. She did her first show.
I felt like a proud papa.
Yeah. She did her first show.
Fresh put me in the day.
Yeah, of course it's getting ready to get put up pretty soon, so y'all be able to go and check it out. Yeah. I was proud. I mean, I know the nerves was bad.
Yeah. I mean, how it is when you get to the stage for the first few seconds.
Then I was over.
Yeah, that's what it is. Once you see the show, you're going to see she's going to start loosening up. First, she's a little, oh, my God. Then she starts going, hey, it's on,
She got a little scratch.
Yeah, she started loosening up a little bit, you know what I mean?
It's fine that we can call you Lucy.
Oh, my goodness.
Lucy.
That's one of them names.
I told her, like, everybody who do their first show, I say, I mean, even though I done did a whole lot of shows, I still wear my glasses.
Yeah.
And, she had her sunglasses on like a mug.
I couldn't find no dark ones either.
You and they got some knockoff locs on you. You'd have put some locs on, you'd have been in the game.
You'd have been right.
Yeah.
Right.
They got some knockoff locs everywhere. I ain't got a $1. I ain't got a whole bunch of them ones.
Oh, shit, I got my 5 pairs in here. If I can't find one pair, I can find another four.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where I can get them from? I got to order them.
If you live in Cali, you could get them at a liquor store near you.
I'm gonna tell you a good spot.
Every liquor store in Cali sell low.
If you go to the Nothing Over Dollar store, or John 40, you used to go 45. They had the Nothing Over Dollar. They used to have some live shades up in there for a dollar.
Jeez.
Yep.
You can't get no locs out here for no dollar. Them motherfuckers like $10 now.
Them motherfuckers, they OG
because they got locs on the side.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers got locs on the side.
So them rest of this get to y'all area. They just give us some regular black glasses. It was like we was in the Blues Brothers or something.
Yeah. Well,
you can't even see.
Whoa, hold on, nigga. The Blues Brothers had OG locs on, bro.
For real? That's what I'm saying. But here they sell them knockoffs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, they look and play the part until you realize the arms snap off from the lens like Legos.
Stevie Wonder and some locs.
Yeah, nigga, I don't really want to put no shades on,
to be honest with you.
You don't have to. You know, it's like, I tell people that when they get nervous, when they up there, because, see, if you got on dark glasses, you really can't. You could just move around in front of people, and you could be looking at all kind of shit going on, and they don't know what you're looking at.
You just be nervous, like, the first few seconds.
Yeah, that's it.
You'll get nervous. I get butterflies. I'll be getting nervous. Oh, God. I'll be getting hot. That's horrible.
That's why I gotta have me like one like cool little shot of Hennessy. Probably hit a blunt a couple of times and I'd be just right.
Yeah.
I can't drink beer before a show because I don't wanna be up there belching while I'm rapping.
Yeah.
I can just see like, everybody
yeah,
want to be the man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to see if Judah Priest get the memo. He's supposed to be
okay.
our special guest. We ain't
okay.
Had Judah on the show for a while. Wu-Tang Clan,
yeah.
Affiliate,
yeah.
et cetera, et cetera. My little brother.
Yeah.
Speaking of my little brother, do you know this nigga Ski-Lo? What the hell commercial that nigga got that goddamn song on? A lottery commercial. Now they playing, I wish I was a little bit taller on a damn lottery commercial. This nigga gonna have to owe me some money.
He is finally getting residuals.
Man, that nigga been getting residuals for years.
I'm talking about the rebirth.
Man, that motherfucker was in the Honda commercial. It was in the NBA commercial. Now it was in a lotto commercial. It seemed like that song never died.
Yeah.
It don't.
But
it
won't
don't.
Let a nigga
it's
hold a dime, no. I'm going to have to call him before
and
the end of the show and be like, can I borrow something?
And you his big brother, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That goes back to taking his oatmeal in the morning.
Yeah, I should have put some laxatives in that shit. Maybe I've been shitty all day. Maybe shit. Nah, it's all good. I know it's one thing, you know, we was off the air and we didn't talk about is the that dude Takeoff getting killed up there in Houston.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we never did. We never got a chance to bring it up. We was off air for that time, but that's some foul-ass shit because my whole thing is this. It's too many motherfuckers I know that's dead or in wheelchairs because they shooting dice outside a casino.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I stopped shooting dice in the street when I had to sock my homeboy ass out. Because he
yeah.
wanted his
yeah.
money back because he lost it. And
right.
I told him, I
said,
look, I'm not going to give you all your money back, but here, go take a couple of $100 and make something happen. And I took like $1,000 from his ass. But
yeah.
that's the price you pay when you shooting dice.
There you go.
Right.
So I gave him a couple of $100 back, and then he going, no, man, we got to shoot. I'm like, I'm not shooting with you. I just gave you $200 back so you could try to do something else. Now, if you want to go somewhere else and shoot dice with somebody and see if you can win your money back, but I gave you $200 just on GB because you lost all
dude,
your fucking money.
Dude got his money back and more. Dang.
Right.
And this motherfucker, he insisted on me shooting dice with him after I gave him $200 back. We wind up getting into it, and I was like, I'll never shoot dice in the street no more after that.
Yeah.
No. They get too mad.
If your motherfucking ass up in the casino, what you gonna do? You gonna beat up the dealer because you losing?
They be wanting to shoot.
You can't do shit. You lost. But
sore losers. This
motherfucker Quavo and fucking old boy go up there and they shooting dice at a damn bowling alley. She get out of hand and the motherfucker dead because you want to shoot some goddamn street dice.
Yeah.
Right. Not smart.
Not smart.
We want to hang out in the hood.
That was not a good move. That was not
nigga,
a good move.
Wait a minute. Ain't no motherfucking way. Nigga, okay. I'm getting scratched. And I'm not going to that motherfucker.
So why would he? Yeah. That was not a good move.
I mean, you know, a lot of kids do it for branding points, man. I mean, they everybody want to be heard in the cell. Everybody want to have a chance to stand on the soil in the cell. But when it get real, and when it get gangster,
They ain't ready for themselves. Because when you die, you got to be on your toes at all times. You know? Mm-hmm. And she ain't just, you know, just because I'm in Houston, I got to watch my back. Now, this is the time you're in the sticks. You better watch your back because you don't know what's hiding in the woods. They tell you that when you're
in the building.
What up, fam? What up? What up?
What up, man?
Hey, Johnny.
There you go.
What the business is?
Oh, man, trying to get this, trying to do a whole bunch of monetizing, man. Thank you for your help, King Scratch, but I'm still searching, man. I found this thing called Fan Base. Woo! Hot.
That's like Fan Base. That's kind of like that thing that old boy was on a whole lot.
Yeah, but this is different. We control it. We control it from the house. Only thing about it, you can't do, your film can't be long, no longer than an hour. Other than that, it's dope. You can monetize, you know, from $2 and up, man. And your subscription every month is only $5.
Okay. Well, we can chop some shit up to an hour.
And it's black owned. It's black owned. Brother Isaac Hayes' son owns it.
Yeah. One of my boys told me about that.
Yeah, Isaac Hayes' son owns it. It's hot. It's going to be the hottest thing. He only got 250,000 subscribers right now. And you can also invest. You can also invest in the company, man. And, you know, it's like Uber. I missed out. I had a chance to get in on Uber for $5,000. Didn't do it. That man came up with $24 million, man, off of $5,000
in debt. All right. So you said we could only do an hour at a time.
Yeah, that's what you said, an hour. And then your shorts can only be like 15 minutes. Your long, lengthy film. That's not bad at all, man.
That ain't bad at all. Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
No commercials. You make money. Everybody who try to download your stuff is called love. And they have Flick. It's a cool little thing, man. Plus it's black on. My main thing is black on, and the brother's out kicking everybody's ass in the industry. Nobody's doing what this man is doing. On the scale, he paid for all this stuff. He paid for everything, the base. He paid for everything. He got everything just like Instagram and all of them, man.
GM
okay.
Okay.
Huh?
Oh, no, I was asking my wife about the dog, if she was in our house.
Sorry, everybody, for the question. Everybody might need that business, man. I've been researching, man, trying to get this How the West is One project up and out. You know, Hip Hop 50 right around the corner. I got to be ready, man, because they're coming at me already. I've been stalling everybody, dealing with funerals and stuff, but it's time to get back on deck, man. Christmas coming around. I got T-shirts. I got hoodies. What else I got? I'm even have Christmas hats. With the balls on them. They push a button and they light up. All that. I'm gonna have everything. I need to get a dollar, nickel, quarter, 50 cents. If they sell a bag of weed in the park, I want in.
Yeah.
I need you
to take
it. I want some of that G money, man. Some of that Nino Brown, man.
That nigga say Nino Brown.
Hey, matter of fact, who in Houston this weekend? I'm gonna be in Houston this weekend.
Well, you missed it. Trudy did a show out there last weekend.
Yeah, I did. My first show.
Her first show.
I know she wasn't doing it at the bowling alley, was she?
No.
Hell no, because if it had been at the bowling alley, I'd have told her not to go.
For real.
Yeah, that's what we was just talking about. We was just talking about that, man. Motherfucker, rich motherfucker out there, dice on the street.
The only thing I got to say about that, man, Jack, that's what I'm going down there to. I'm going to go holler at him if he'll let me come through. I had an appointment, but now I don't know. But look, they got to come clean, man. And then I heard the little boys that folks had done the killing is dead.
Wow.
Yeah. Dead. AK dead. Two little boys. There were two of them that was in the little video they've been showing. Both of them knocked down.
Damn.
Mr. Everywhere in the building.
Huh?
Oh, I was just saying Mr. Everywhere in the building.
Well, they got knocked down. That still don't mean Jay Prince can go to the funeral. He's not going. They can't even come out of Houston, man. They better not get caught nowhere, no time soon. They need to kick back and do like Kanye West. Take 30 days and don't do no talking.
Uh-huh.
Kanye West, they told me yesterday, Kanye put himself on punishment. That's why he ain't hollering back at me. He put himself on punishment.
He should have put himself on punishment before time.
No, that was a strategic plan. Scratch, you know he had to get all the white folks out of his pocket so he can go on and buy it. He got a bunch of land he then bought. He bought to build his own factories. And
hello?
Open up three stores. His own factories.
What up? Yeah. No, you got to call the number. Did I text you the number. Yeah, the 323 number. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that was our special guest for the evening. I guess he get ready to call into the show. He done called his cell phone. He got the house number. He got the cell phone number. And he got this number. Let me see. I bet you that 214. Who this is? I know that's probably Capelli on the number.
Capelli, yeah.
That nigga got 18 goddamn phone numbers.
Ah, man. This one of them.
What's
going on, anybody?
What's up, man? Wait on Judah to call in so we can play a couple of his new joints. Hey, nigga, I was about to commit homicide yesterday.
What?
Nigga, my you know, Monday the power went out, right? While we was doing the show.
Oh, wow.
The power went out and then woke up the next morning. I'm watching TV and at 6:30 the power go back out.
God damn. Why the power
and
going
out? It was out for like 5 hours.
Why your power go out?
It was the weather.
Oh, the weather knocking it out. Okay.
Yeah, man. So I'm sitting around this motherfucker. I got 10% on my phone. I got 20% on my tablet. And the only other thing I could do was I got this radio, but you could put the your fire stick or not a fire stick, but you could put your card in there if you got songs and shit and play it. Or you could Bluetooth. It's like a Bluetooth speaker basically. Shit. Nigga, that motherfucker died.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was so mad. I was like, I'm pacing like a motherfucker. It's raining, and I look out the kitchen window, and I see a truck out there with the little beaker going. You know what I'm saying? Little siren thing going. Mm. And I'm thinking like, all right, that's the fucking electric people out there about to get our shit back cracking. It wasn't them. I was hollering up like, hurry up, cuz, y'all get this shit fixed.
Yeah, it was old Jack Leg out there trying to steal something. Let me go on.
I didn't give a fuck. It was raining like a motherfucker, so I walked to the gate and found out it was the cable company. I was mad than a motherfucker. Cable company.
I said, you know, that's when you go out there.
Is that Foxy up in there?
Man, what's happening, y'all?
Yeah.
What's going down?
What you been, shit?
Okay.
No, go
ahead. Wearing white, passing the time. I swear it wasn't no cotton up in that mattress of mine.
Oh, okay. I kind of got you. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, Well, you got Metro PCS?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Son of a bitch. Hey, look, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to call you on the three-way. All right. Yeah. Oh, my bad, y'all. That's Judah Priest calling. He can't get through because he got Metro PCS.
So what they got to do with it?
Metro PCS won't let you through.
What they call it? Peace of Best. PCS. Peace of... Look, we on the radio.
Metro PCS. Oh, shit. You can say it. Hold on. I got to call him on
Obama
three-way,
phone.
Man. I got to call him on three-way. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can't call in on Obama phone?
Call the Obama phone, but not them PCSs. But yeah, to chime in on that, they say the boy who killed Takeoff, dad is Jay Prince Sr.'s right hand man, and they say he's not dead. They just hiding him.
Wow.
But them folks gonna come down on all them, so they might well be ready for it.
Oh, you saying the little dude is Jay Prince, his father, Jay Prince, right hand man?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The boy didn't like Migos. He's on his Instagram post dissing them way back in like 2017 and 18, talking about them. Talking about he don't like Quavo. He don't like Quavo.
What, the cat that shot him?
The cat that shot him, and his dad is the Migos right hand man. So not Migos right hand. The dad is Jay Prince's right hand man. That's one of Jay Prince's soldiers.
Oh boy!
This twist gets more ugly by the day, huh?
So now they're just saying they faking him dead and hiding him, but he ain't really dead.
Who, Takeoff?
No, the boy that did the shooting. But then, like they said, Jay Prince stuck him between a rock and a hard place this weekend, because if they go to Atlanta, they talking about smoking him. If they try to go to the funeral, if they don't go to the funeral, they're going to say, hell, you got blood on your hand. So either way, they're going to catch 22.
But I mean, you can't put that on Lil J, though, man. Yeah, I don't think he had nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
They said
him and Jay, they were the ones that was into it about a basketball game.
Let me leave before I had to go off on one of y'all niggas.
Jay Prince is the dude that didn't like Quavo. Was like, shit, man, fuck y'all niggas. And get started busting.
Hey, check this out, man. I want to give it up for my little bro, man. Judah Priest, man, up in the building.
Judah
Priest.
Man, I'm trying to see if, man, my claps and shit ain't working or something. It sound like hyenas and shit. Okay, that's a little semi-clap or something. Judah, what's up, man?
Peace, big bro. Maintain it. Shout out to everybody on the line, man.
Oh yeah, man! We got a full unit up here tonight, man.
I see.
Yeah, I had to call you on the three-way, man. I don't know why Metro PCS won't let people in.
Yeah, yo, I just had to switch from Verizon, man, because they gave me a phone bill that equals up to two card notes. I'm like, yo, I'll pay my joint every month. Like this don't make sense.
Right. I hear you. So hey, tell us what you've been up to, man.
Man, you know me, son, just grinding and working hard, staying lowered out the way, you know what I mean, trying to manifest a plan. Got the new album, you know what I mean, almost completed. You know, I just told you the three new singles that's going to be coming up, you know what I mean? First one, Maccabeus Theory, on November 11th, the other, you know, everything else. It's definitely going to be like December, you know, just to gearing up the project for 2023.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Well, damn it, I ain't get no song on this one.
Yeah,
so check it out. I'm gonna say this too. From what I heard, that be banging, boy. That be banging.
Yes, man. I got a lot of legendary individuals. You know what I'm saying? Like I was blessed. I was blessed in favor. You know what I'm saying? They had some divine people in my life. And in this business, you know, I mean, that's genuine. So I was able to actually work with the Intruders from back in the day. They own that record that I just sent you called Everything's Gonna Be Alright. And I was working the first single, Maccabeus Theory. You know, I was able to work with Phantom of the Beats, a.k.a. Hot D for the rap group, UMC, who legendary producer who produced Magic Stick for Little Killer 50. So, you know, he did that production for me, man. So, you know, I was able to work with my little brother from Virginia, Hakeem Romance. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You know?
Man, I'm proud of you, man.
I appreciate it.
I'm proud of you because I know you out there putting in that damn work, man.
I got you, man. You know, positivity over everything, man. When you positive and you grind, your grind going to manifest the blessings in this business, man. So I just be trying to stay focused. You know what I mean? It's one of the jewels you gave me.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate anybody who appreciate me.
Right, you know, love and love is always.
Hey, well, shit, what we gonna do? Look, check this out. I'm gonna do this first. I'm gonna play the song that we did. What was it, last year?
It was like the year before last.
Year before last. Damn. Funny how time flies when you have been fun a bit.
It's so real.
All right, check this out. We get ready to get into that. We go jump on point. And what song do you want me to play after that? Then we gonna come back and we gonna ask you a couple of more questions. Then we gonna jump into the next two.
Hey man, let's jump on with the first single, man. You know what I mean? We got to keep it that New York gritty style, man. I took it back to the essence, man. So, and that's produced by Phantom of the Beats. You know, it's called Maccabeus Theory.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I was trying to find out. You know what? I was sitting up here and I was like, what the fuck did that say?
That's it. Like, you know, for anybody, you know what I mean, okay. any Bible heads in there, you know what I mean, you know, the Book of the Maccabees, which is another book from the Torah, which is not inserted into the Bible, just mentioned one, you know what I mean, dealing with the festivals, you know, the true Jew festivals and everything, but the Maccabees was the ones who been won with the Romans for decades and centuries and whatnot, you know, and who was protectors of the Ark of the Covenant, you know what I mean?
Hey, so you said that in the song, because I'm going to play on point first with me, you, and my son on this. I'm going to play what you say. You say Judah Priest Maccabee.
Judah Maccabee.
Yeah, okay. I see what it. Now, okay. So we getting ready to get into them two songs. We going to come back. We going to talk, and then we getting ready to get into the other two songs. How about that one?
Yeah, man, I'm with you.
Man, True West Entertainment, man. Yo, man, give us a call. 323-642-1597. West Coast Wednesday. Judah Priest. And all my folks up on here.
Hey,
get it in.
Hey, yo, text me over that number so I can have my peoples call in and show support to y'all, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you got the number. You just can't call it.
All right, say less.
Metro PTS.
Nah, I got you. Nah, I should have called you from my other phone. That's what I should have did, but Bong, that's what I'm going to do, man. Let's rock out.
It's all good like firewood, man. True work. Let's go.
Jump on point. Two shit can make you jump on point. point. True shit that make you jump on 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 point.
I am Goliath. Total violence, borders of total science, denying the line of science. Tennessee like a titan, frying them skin with the breeze and it's a D. These coke lines is all mine, so I rap it like arrows. Yeah, I'm a gold mine. Young and old, so arrogant, get a nigga scary. Now we got the speech impediment, every letter I utter is evident. Mighty like Vikings, it's facing the enemy. Vampire, I'm fighting off Vikings, literally. Trifling on the mic and I'm killing them willingly. Stay sharp like a pen, I'm on point. This true shit that make you jump on point.
True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point.
If I go line for line, see my jewels will shine. Separate the body and soul with the structure design. Blowing your mind, kill chamber, cracking the spine. Always playing for keeps, going hard for mine. Who kill a bee, shoot a priest, smack a bee. Who came to slay the beast, bare hands licking the teeth. It's Judge Dredd over their head, lay on the bed. Inside the house of horror, I'm a monster off meds. Witch doctor, I hunt that ass like stigmata. You can't do me nada, so you better come proper. What the fuck y'all niggas think? War face with the war paint, get the streets popping like Black 8. Fuck BH1. C-Y-G-U-N, I'm genuine plus nice with the pen. Now, Andy up, encounter blessings. Last professions, silencers, no compressions. Notorious, man glorious. It's priesthood, the myth, call the cursed and the gift. The killer ball, murder repertoire. Let's go one to one, and now you be shooting with stars, Paul.
True shit that make you jump on point. 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 True shit that make you jump on point.
Keep your head high. Media called our false, all will not believe us. Energies from enemies get placed in freezers. Hurt lockers, I birth proper, I smoke a reaper. Bad dog who backfalls, why does the Caesar? It's Armageddon, I carry weapons amongst the blind. In feeble times, free your minds, walk a thin line. Barbaric and cross fabric, the forces with me. Go cool. Who walking with me? Lost element with common sense, no downfall. I stand for neglect laws like a southpaw. Apollo Creed, I take the lead to bring the ruckus. You mother suckers, you claim the toughest, now show your ruckus. Animal, no camera crew, reality. No policy, Maccabee, rockin' wallabies. Nice flow with nitro, the wake of guard. Defying odds, I'm camouflaged to crush a squad. Living large, I drop a bomb, respect the guard. Keep your heads high. Keep your heads high. Keep your heads high. We are victorious, real lives. We are God. No matter what you've been through, reclaim victory, make it do what it do. Keep your head high. We are victorious, real lives. We are God. No matter what you've been through, reclaim victory, make it do what it do. Keep your heads high. Keep your heads high. Break bells, I ring bells, sounds of war. See your law, I your pure sacrifice of war. Paganism, nepotism, steady breaking laws. Climb the walls, running halls, contemplating all. Throw grenades while throwing shade, the latest craze. Purple haze on purple days, walk a purple maze. A price paid for price made where bodies laid. Sons of fade, shadow boxing with a rusty blade. Keep your heads high. Keep your heads high. Y'all pray for my downfall, but I'm still standing. I might have tripped from losing grip with a perfect landing. My violence would take a challenge to cause a famine. Until we riot while multiplying the leaving damage. My seeds will proceed to bear my name. That's new fame, an old game, legacy's reign. Dump trucks, no luck like the fast lane. Still obtained, choose you this day, pleasure or pain. Keep your heads high. Keep your heads high. We are victorious, real lives. We are God, no matter what you've been through. Reclaim victory, make it do what it do. Keep your head high. We are victorious,
proclaim victory, make it do what it do. Keep your heads high. Keep your heads high. Birth of a prince, my common sense is evident. You repent, I'm heaven sent, fifth element. Duly noted, I stand quoted to represent. On Ash Wednesday, you return to the fundament. The trailblazer, liberator, the hellraiser. Son of man, I withstand hell's lasers. Seek a favor, annihilator, come crying later. Get walk of papers to walk in nature, God's favor. Keep your heads high. Keep your heads high. We are victorious, real life. We are God, no matter what you've been through. Reclaim victory, make it do what it do. Keep your head high. We are victorious, real life. We are God, no matter what you've been through. Reclaim victory, make it do what it do.
West sir, this is Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Kicking it on that true west side, Mr. Everywhere, 86 and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, confetti, sweet peas, Scotty D, booty and rap, Ali. Boss player, MIA, but them tables still turn. Long as we can scratch it up. Hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 and 50 times, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Guess if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner straight. Headshots, fuck your body on, fuck your aroma. You ain't trying to walk true west, fuck you in your chest. We the best, we the truth. Bulletproof, my nigga, we built for it. So I wish you luck if you ever go against the grind. You bring a full despair to make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for clean stretch. I'll be on my way for today. I say what I have to say.
Welcome, welcome to the true, true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
True West. West Coast Wednesday. That's my nigga JoJo, man. Gotta love him. Gotta love him. That nigga know he be out there trying to sing. Judy, you still there, bro?
Yo, I'm here. I'm rocking.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, man. We had to go on and rock that. We had to rock that old school one right there. Well, we got Mr. Everywhere. We got DJ F. Love. We got Agent 99. We got Julia.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Confetti. And it really goes up. Yeah, man. So, what you got? You got a whole album that you about to drop?
Yeah, yeah. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, Love and Revenge, Volume 1. You know what I mean? Dropping. First quarter 2023.
Well, I need at least two or three songs on the second quarter.
Hey, man. Now listen, I'm already working on the second one, man. Let's get it.
Oh,
no,
man.
I need you.
Wait a minute, where's Father Time at?
Hey, yo, so I just talked to guy yesterday, son. He doing well, man. We got a lot of things in the work, man. This is just how Marvel Comics doing it. They got like they five phases of movies. I mean, right now we in phase six. So me, Father Thomas, Move Mass Beats. You know, we are part of my collective, 144,000 chosen few. But together. We are the Alumni Association, so we dropping the album in February, you know what I mean, called The Introduction.
I think I'm going to drop my album in February.
man. And you know, Father Time got his, he got his solo album that we dropped out, you know what I mean, earlier in the year too. You know what I mean? Timeless. You know what I mean? The Soda Smooth Mass Beats got the Rise of Mukasa plus the 144 album. So yeah, we working.
I just kept me out the loop. I thought I was y'all, bro.
Now we here. We still working. We need you. You know, Fire Nation album dropped last year. She's back in the studio working. You know what I mean? My new artist, Keyshawna K, is my R&B singer. She just recently dropped out an album. And I'm working with two new singers, Selah Hayes, you know what I mean, and Miss Shay, you know. So, like, yeah, we working. We need you.
Well, little brother, I need to borrow $1,000 or something.
Hey, you know, I got you right. Yes, I mean, but see, that's what I mean. So when I say that I just have to focus on the grind and let the grind, you know, have the efforts for the business. We just work over here. No outside distractions. No nothing. Just trying to put it on for the people and teach and educate people how business should be ran, even on an independent level, so that they can go out and get their own companies and grow it. And, you know, trying to create generational wealth.
Well, check this out, because you brought that up. Why don't you tell my folks how, just give them a brief little snippet on how they should, you know, basically market themselves, start their own shit, to where they don't have to worry about, you know, running into these old fake-ass record companies and all that stuff. If you could just give them a brief rundown, you know what I'm saying?
I keep it real brief. You got to educate yourself. You got to educate yourself on the business, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna quickly explain to you the necessary needs and you know what I mean, the understanding that you need to have a successful business. You know what I mean? Because too many people going out here because of this whack ass distro kids, dumbass tune cores, and fucked up distro kids. Everybody is a record exec that don't know shit. You gotta educate yourself. You know what I mean? You gotta really understand positions. First and foremost, you gotta have a plan. And before you put the plan, you know what I mean, you gotta educate yourself with the things that you need. What's the positions to run the label? You know what I mean? What kind of radio should you be submitting to? You know what I mean? If you submit one, if you're putting out music and your music is not registered and copywritten, then you wanna get juked. Educate yourself for metadata, you know what I mean, and BDS encoding, media-based encoding. But in order to run a company, you got to have a legit company, man. Look into your LLCs, look into your trademarks, you know what I mean? Build yourself up a S-Corp or a C-Corp if you got the bread, you know what I mean? And then grow it from there. Don't add your personal finances to your business finances and your business finances to your personal finances. It's two separate things, two separate entities. You know what I mean?
That's good shit right there.
Yeah, but I say this, because here's the thing, man. The things that I just said are things that they, and that we, y'all know who I'm talking about when I say they. It ain't us.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's two separate things. They don't want you to know this information. And us, we get the information and don't want to share it. You know what I mean? We want to be selfish with it. But what they don't do is tell you about this information because they want to keep fixing you. They want you to go into tax delinquencies on business. When you got a business, they tax your business self and your personal self. You know what I mean? Do you understand that they protect their businesses for $100? It costs $100 for a legit LLC. Maybe $150, depends on the state that you apply in. You know what I mean? What they don't tell you is after you get the LLC, though, go ahead and get your trademarks. What they won't tell you after you get your LLC and your trademarks, look into an S corporation and a trust and put all your business assets and even some of your personal assets into that trust, because it's not taxable like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, S corp is way different than LLC.
Man, I can tell you like this. I learned that from a dummy. I learned that from the biggest dummy in the world. Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
What, yeah, everybody want to know how they beating it? I just told y'all.
Well, all that's real because, see, you know, once again, you know, the motherfuckers always say the game is supposed to be sold, not told. But when you actually sitting there and you know, if you're doing something that's successful, you should want to share it with everybody else that's trying to do the same thing. Now, it's not totally, it's up to them to make the move in order for them to be successful. You get what I'm saying?
That.
You just gave them a jump start.
I mean, it's mad, yo, to be honest with you, big bro, it's mad important that, you know what I mean, we educate, like I said, we have to educate ourselves on what to do and how to do it. Like, stop going, like, I tell artists all the time, yo, just because you go to the studio and you record a song that you deem is hot, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
That don't mean just go ahead, as soon as you get out the studio, upload that shit to Reverb Nation, SoundCloud.
Hell no.
You know what I mean? And don't automatically just send it to your radio station. Like, yo, encode your shit. Yeah. Copyright your shit. Register your shit. Mm. You know what I mean? Do your metadata. You know what I mean? I know it is not just like new. I know dudes that have been in the game on all sorts of levels who don't know to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know the thing like, with me, I would throw a song up there quick if it's not something for sale.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But that's promotion.
Yeah, because that's like on some mixtape joints. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when artists do it, and here's the thing: when artists is always artists. When artists want, for one, y'all paying. I know a lot of artists. This is the majority. It's like 95% of them. So I'm speaking like pure facts.
Right.
Everybody, they want to go to Spotify, buy streams. Let me tell y'all something. It don't matter if you got TuneCore, DistroKid, any kind of distribution source. If you buy streams, for one to be on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and all that, you getting paid 0.3%. It takes three people to literally. Right, you know, it takes three people to listen to your song before you make one penny.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes
you gotta do 50 damn near 50 million just to see $1,000.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But here's the problem: when artists don't encode their songs with the metadata and it's not registered media based, and you don't have your publishing straight, and you don't have your sound exchange, how can your song be tracked? You know what I mean? You get more spins on radio than you do Spotify. Just because everybody call it the norm to go there. Like, yo, imagine if you encode all your joints, do everything right, and then upload your song to the streaming platforms. Here's another problem. If you just listen to the song that you just played, you ain't hear no cussing at all in there. Because it's certain internet shows and a lot of Clear Channel, which is all your FM stations, right? Just like Facebook have word blockage, well, so do these stations. And then you think just because you do a radio edit of the song and just cut out the cuss words, then guess what, though?
It's a whole other song, actually.
Right, but you playing incomplete songs, and a lot of mainstream radio don't want to play that. A lot of internet-based radios don't want to play it. Yo, play music with no cussing in it. Even if the stations play cussing in it, cool. But you shouldn't do it as an artist, because at the end of the day, you are a brand. If you are a brand, you are a representation of yourself. When you go to shows, you shouldn't be all high or all drunk just to go do a show and be there. Like, that's the new norm. But, yo, everything is a business opportunity. But that's why we...
Who is that speaking, man? He's saying the same exact words I've been preaching to everybody. Nonsense is spent on the radio, 3 to 8 spins to make one penny, and you divide that by the producer and the artist, and then it's taking 15 streams if you sign, 21 streams if you sign to a label for an artist to make one penny on a streaming platform. You make 10,000 streams, it's going to make you, 10,000 streams is going to make you $17.50.
Mm-hmm. gonna watch this.
It's
always
gonna make you 10,000 streams and make you $17.50 on YouTube. That's all you're gonna get, $17.50.
You have to add this factor in there, right? Here's the main factor. How many of these artists got their publishing together? Because there's two parts of the publishing. There's your writer, and then your pro account.
Right.
So a lot of times, even when you got the Spotify spins for that $17 or whatnot, a lot of artists don't have a pro account, so you ain't getting the rest of your balance. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Because I told everybody that my brother, he been 86, he been 20 years in the game. He kept telling me he had his publishing. He just had his writer's share. I just went last week and did his publishing side. I said, you done missed all that money out. Because people going to ASCAP and just doing the $50 writer's share, going to BMI and getting the free to writer's share, and they ain't paying the $150 to get their publishing share, and they missing out on all that money.
Yeah, but then watch this. Watch this, though, right? Now, if you factor this in, too, they don't got both of them public. They don't got the writers or the publisher share, right? And
right.
Your songs is not included. Watch this. Even if it's your music, your waves, your MP3s has to be encoded for radio, right? Your waves, MP3s
right.
should be encoded also for your streaming. That's how the playlist picks it up. So if you got encoding, you got your publishers and your copyright. You know what I mean? You want to make more bread. And here's another thing that happens where artists just go ahead and come out the studio and just upload these songs. See, there's a difference. See, I could put a song on SoundCloud right now and add my ISRC or my UPC code, right? Lock the stem, and I'm going to get a BDS spin. You know what I mean? For every 30 seconds, listen. But if anybody else do it without that, you just get a view and a comment for free. And then I see people. Oh, I'm on Reverb Nation's charts. I'm on SoundCloud. I got over 50,000 likes. Even on TikTok, I see people doing all. But if your shit not coded right, and you don't do the background work, then you're not getting everything that you need, man. Yo, just be patient with your
1,000 views on TikTok to make 2 pennies. 1,000 views on TikTok to make 2 pennies. I just posted that today. Man, you going to link up because I've been doing the education and class to all these artists that tell me I'm on all streaming platforms. I'm like, you're just in a library on the shelf. Nobody told you this is a good read or nothing. You're just on the shelf.
And this
they
right
don't
here,
understand. This radio
right
is where it's at. You push
company.
The radio.
Look, bro, that's my nigga, Mr. Edward. Mr. Edward Sharp. So,
word.
You know, we all on the same little, you know.
And
listen,
honest,
Judah
listen,
Priest.
Yo, this education right here, like, listen, I didn't learn this. Like, I learned this from Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? But I learned it more from people. For one, I surround myself around people of like minds, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be around no crab in a barrel type person who want to thrive off of everybody else and keep their own. We got to have the mindset, you know what I'm saying, to build, you know what I mean, to destroy the establishment, but to rebuild again. You know what I mean? I can't build with somebody who's unevenly yoked with me. You know what I mean? So I put myself in the correct circles that where as though I could be productive. See, when I'm productive, I could take the same education, the same knowledge, and share it with somebody else. I'm not selfish. For one, colleges and all that, you got to pay for the information that is actually available to you. Right? So I view myself as that education that's available to you. If you got a question, yo, holler at me. I don't care if you just inbox me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I'm going to give you the knowledge. You know what I mean?
I done found my twin, Scratch. He just like me. We the same. We the exact same.
Hey, bro, trust me, man. We've been getting down for some years now, you know what I'm saying? And trust me, you know, knowledge is power. You know, they just always say that back when we were young. But, you know, it's crazy when people not willing to give the knowledge to help people. You know what I mean? Because, see, the thing about it is, first of all, the record business, the music business, the entertainment business is a selfish game. You know what I mean? Hell, just think on how many people I know that's in this game that won't even give me a motherfucking boost over the fence. You get what I'm saying? But then you got people like, you know, me and 99, we did stuff together. We helped each other over the fence. We trying to help Trulia over the fence. We trying to help everybody over the fence. So at least they could get something that nobody else is giving them. Because people don't give people shit. Everybody think about, oh, well, how much you going to, you know, how much is it going to cost me? I mean, knowledge, you could tell somebody, and the only thing they have to do is soak up that knowledge and actually start running with what you telling them, what Judah just said, what you always.
You know what a man told me? A man told me you can give them free game all day long, and 85% of them ain't going to use it. And see,
no.
I give the game. You ask any artist out there, they're going to say, I've been giving them the game on everything, just like Judah just said. We give the game down to the exact penny on how much streaming is, the radio spin, the BDS media, media base, all that. We put all that in front of you on how to go get your top dollar, and guess what they're going to do? Put a whole 13 songs out on the same damn day, don't know how to work an album, work a single for 60 days. They put it all out on one day on streaming platforms, and they made not one penny back. In 5 years, they ain't made one penny back when they sit on studio and beat.
That is so true, because, you know, people think that, you know, you got a good song and you just throw it on the internet and then that's it. You can have a million people like it. You can have a lot of people that, you know, but it really, it's not really manifesting into the damn profit that you're supposed to have, you know, while you doing it. That's why I've been taking my time about a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, I'm at a patient with mine too.
You know what I'm saying? Because being a producer is one thing, because producers do shit a whole lot different. You know, being an artist is something totally different. You have to know all of this stuff in order for you to be an artist, in order for you to actually make all of the money that you're supposed to make off of what you're doing.
I just pushed his stuff to the radio. He's on all the streaming platforms. Then I did a nationwide radio campaign, 8-week campaign right now, and he's on the radio and on the charts already.
I already know, because that's what I said. I said the next song you gotta do is drop Daughter. You drop Daughter, then this get ready to be over with. Yeah, but it's beautiful. Judah, man,
yeah,
I'm glad
Judah got on there, because he solidified everything I've been telling the artists, and he got on here and said the exact same thing, man. Peace,
well,
brother, peace.
But you know, like I said, you know, him being, you know, a part of the Woo and, you know, doing his own thing, and my boy Father Time, I sure wish he would have been on here. I miss that cat. I remember when y'all did his birthday party with that that On Point song when I put him on the end.
Yes, sir.
I was like, yeah. He was like, man, put me on the song. I don't give a damn. Put me on the song.
I got to call Dungeon Master. I ain't heard from him in about 4 or 5 months. He's out there in Phoenix.
I just talked to Dungeon. He doing well, man.
Okay, yeah, he out there in Phoenix still, ain't he?
Yeah, he want to move.
Oh, okay, yeah, I talked to him. That's where he was at last time, headed back east or something.
Well, check this out. We got a couple of more songs that you got up in his joint, man. Man, which one you want me to play first, man?
What Maccabeus Theory. Yo, let's go with Where You At, man. That's a thing for the club right there, dude. You know, we when you end it out, we end it where everything's gonna be all right. Gonna end it on some positivity.
Okay, and then we go to Everything Is All Right.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you can bring your song in. Bring your song in, baby.
Word, this is the second single that's gonna be off my LP, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, Love and Revenge. This song's gonna be dropping in December. I had to give it to King Scratch first, you know what I mean? So he'll tune in. My brother Hakeem Romance live on the hook with me, man. It was beautiful making this song, man. So yeah, that's what it is. Bong bong.
Where you at? Where you at? If you at? At True West Radio, man, give us a call, 323-342-1597. My little bro, Judah Priest, man, over there on the east. Man, come on, man, let's give it up. Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? What you doing? I'm in the spot right now, let's get it going. We got the bottom popping models in the section. Pandemonium over here, follow my direction. Where you at? What you doing? I'm in the spot right now, let's get it going. We got the bottom popping models in the section. Pandemonium over here, follow my direction.
Magnificent gentlemen, move different. GQ, we peep view from distance. Ladies love me, I'm so cuddly pimpin'. They lick their lips, they move hips, just simpin'. Poppin' bottles with black models, temptin'. Peep game to take aim, listen. Let me get in your air, a talk groovy love. And keep your feeling in the air, booty rub. Let me introduce you to this rock walla. They have you climbing up the trees, koala. Walking through this hoarder house, bet I'll make you holler. You be having sweet dreams like ooh la la. And don't you feel good, mama? Yes, you lost control, do me na-na. I left your body earthquaking. Lay shaking round two, patiently waiting.
Where you at? What you doing? I'm in the spot right now, let's get it going. We got the bottom popping models in the section. Pandemonium over here, follow my direction. Where you at? What you doing? I'm in the spot right now, let's get it going. We got the bottles popping models in the section. Pandemonium over here, follow my direction. Drink a drink, I wanna let you know that bottomless. We gon' get you super lit, about to how you really been. Are you tired? It's early, don't drip, we gon' get it started, dirty. Drink a drink, I wanna let you know that bottomless. We gon' get you super lit, about to how you really been. Are you tired? It's early, don't drip, we gon' get it started, dirty.
Murder source the seat, repeat the preview. We get a popper, no stopper with no breeze through. Say my name for the pain and stroke lethal. You be speaking in tongues like Hebrew. You do the power glide when the power slide. Leave you crossed out when the force between your thighs. Welcome to the city, tickle babies, move with me. Harlem shake jiggy, now time to get litty. Feeling so witty, you're smiling real giddy. I'm real gritty, I care but no pity. In between the sheets, come on and dance with me. Playing in your head like lift your bit to me. Wrap your legs behind my back, right my chest, take all that. Could you handle that? Yo, I love it when you claw my back. Left stroke, be the death stroke. Hit the high notes, Mariah Carey rings, be the best.
Where you at? What you doing? I'm in the spot right now, let's get it going. We got the bottom popping models in the section. Pandemonium over here, follow my direction. Where you at? What you doing? I'm in the spot right now, let's get it going. We got the bottles popping models in the section. Pandemonium over here, follow my direction. Where you at? I'm in the spot right now, let's get it going. Where you at? What you doing? I'm in the spot right now, let's get it going. We got the bottom popping models in the section. Pandemonium over here, follow my direction. Where you at? What you doing? I'm in the spot right now, let's get it going. We got the bottles popping models in the section. Pandemonium over here, follow my direction.
Love who you are, everything is alright. Love who you are, everything is okay. Love who you are, everything is alright. Love who you are, everything is okay.
Let me put your all in inspiration, love. You was created in beauty, here's a gentle hug. Understand who you are and what your purpose is. You possess a higher power, you know what it is. Your smile is very evolutionary. Miss Butterfly, very extraordinary. Humble soul, all your goals will reach the globe. It will reach every heart, mind, body, soul. Your commitment, dedication, ain't a plain view. That's 3D, HD, yeah, that's all you. Walk in your power, just to reach the limits. It's your world, we just living in it. Self-love is first, some love will hurt. You shall overcome, that's the way it works. Free your mind, all your troubles just leave behind. Time to fast forward, no need to press rewind.
When the world's filled with jealousy and envy, walk by faith, who's coming with me? I stand by your side so you can't forget me. I'll be your guiding voice just in case you miss me. Believe in yourself, only you matter. Receive all your blessings, forget chatter. I'll be your inspiration anytime you need me. My love is your comfort, do you believe me? Forget the world's judgment, they don't even matter. Let them all talk, we enjoy laughter. Look at your growth, before and after. Live in your confidence, it's all that matters. Tell me who's greater than the real you. You are the sunshine, let your light shine through. Tell me who's greater than the real you. You are the sunshine, let your light shine through.
What it do, West Coast? It's the old man Low. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet. And we back with it.
What up, everybody? You rocking live with King Scratch. DJ Head Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
West Radio, we back in the motherfucking building. DJ F. Love. Bro, girl, 1899. Truly, Confederate the Riddle Soldier. Mm-hmm. Man, who's that? From 832. Who that? Am I missing something? I usually know everybody now.
Southside in the house.
What?
Who
that is?
Oh, what?
That's
just Sweet Bee. No, that's Sweet
Bee. Sweet Bee, what the hell you doing with another number?
It's broke, but it's on the broke. I told you. That's why I had to talk to you.
I'm broke, too. You're the priest in the building.
No, I'm
just a yucker.
Not working.
I think it was Sweet Pea that got us hooked up together, man.
Yeah.
You the priest. Hey man, them some bomb ass songs, bro.
Man,
I'm proud of
you. Appreciate you, big boy.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, man. You know, I mean the only thing that you could do when you doing songs is get better. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, you got people that just throw songs together just to throw them together and
get
their time. So they just...
But that's the thing about the mind state, which I was talking about, man. Like, a lot of artists just get trapped in it, you know, made a one style and trap themselves in the mind. You know what I mean? Once you trap yourself to get out that element, because you don't have the foresight, you know what I mean, to see things differently. You know what I mean? But that's another reason why, you know what I mean, travel and everything else is important, so you can experience different things. You have new things to take in, but also to get out and different experiences. So, you know what I mean, that last record, you know what I mean, shout out to my brother Vito EMA from Sweden. Shout out Jerry Saylor. Shout out DJ Corporate. Shout out my manager, Easy, and everything, man, because we know we came together and we created something beautiful, man, all the way across the East to the U.S., you know what I mean?
Man, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about, you know, what we try to do over here is try to connect and, you know, give people, you know, advice. You know, it's kind of hard for your boy, man. I mean, when I sit up here, I mean, I trust me, I get a lot of help from a lot of people over here on the truth, you know what I'm saying? But they got 5 years of this shit. Because, you know, I mean, I was trying to, I think I was calling the wrong number because when we had the 1,000th show, I wanted you to be on the 1,000th show with us.
Man, what time?
Man, I think I was down in a whole nother number. Because you had told me to call this number, I think. And I didn't write it down, but I had the old number.
Yeah. I'll be switching my numbers like socks.
I switch numbers like socks. Man, but that's some good shit right there, man. Once again, I'm proud of you. You know, I love it. You know, and I also love the fact that you're willing to give, you know, a whole lot of people some knowledge that they didn't have. You know, I kind of do it like on the undercover shit. I just try to make everything happen. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm not a good speaker. I can say that.
Man, I said, bro, I'm going to put it to you like this. I appreciate you. I appreciate your team. I mean, for you to take this note right now, just to allow me to come over to your platform and share my thoughts, my views, and my craft with yourselves and your audience, man. Like, that means more to me, man. I appreciate your brotherhood and the support you have given me throughout the years, too, man. So, I mean, I just need to let that be known.
Well, I mean, this is, hell, you've been around. This is your platform. This just ain't ours. So whenever you want to come on here and speak on anything, you could come and say anything that you need to say.
Hey, man, I appreciate that.
You know how we do it, baby.
For sure. And I'm here, man.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody got some questions for my man real quick, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we still got a few more minutes. If y'all got some questions, y'all can feel free to load them off.
Well, I'll just say that I like your new song, and I'm happy that you still doing music, and you doing it the right way, and you know how to get paid and stuff like that, because I feel like a lot of people from my youth, they got taken advantage of, and they didn't get the money that they were supposed to get. And even now, they don't own the songs that are theirs. So I'm happy that you're doing it this way and that you're still in the game.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, here's the funny thing, and I'm glad you brought up the point about being in the game. I'm never one to shy away from my age. I'm 44. You know what I mean? I've been in this industry since, you know what I mean? I've been working in the industry since 7. Started professionally when I was 14. You know how many times I tried to retire?
Hell, last year.
Nah, man, like, yo, recently, I'm going to be honest with you, I dropped the album last year, right?
You said that was your last album.
Last album. The album was called The Last Goodbye. It was kind of, I ain't want front though. It was definitely, but here's the secret. I play a lot, right? So, I put it like this. I'm a Virgo / Leo, right? So I'm an attention seeker. I know my role. You know what I'm saying? So I know how to play on words, and, you know, I know how to engage people. So I said, hey, you know what? It's the last album. It's the title, The Last Goodbye. I promoted it for like a good year and a half, 2 years, right? And once the album came out, I was like, nah, it's really over. So what happened recently was up to, let me see, September. I was working on music for the with Vito and Jerry Ceylon and DJ Koffer. You know what I mean? We just wanted to do some singles, but I wasn't doing no project. And around September, you know what I mean, Fire Nation and the rest of my team was like, yo, you know, they started talking about my old music and stuff. And like I said, the album that I always wanted to do, which is the album that I'm working on. Now, here's the crazy part. For each album, and I have about like 9 albums out, right? I record maybe 200 songs to 300 songs per album. So I'm sitting on like a lot of music. But I own my own studios, which is another part of the business too that I'm doing. I own studios in Philly, Richmond, Virginia, and I'm about to open up one back in Jersey. That's a different story. But he produces for Lil' Kim and 50. He sent me some tracks, and then. Shout out to Rob Swartz from Humag Distribution, who actually presented me with the opportunity to have my own business about like three and a half years ago. I'm definitely appreciative of Rob Swartz, big up him. But Rob always had like big festivals and meetings, and so I'm surrounded, like, you know, God bless the dead. Shout out to my big brother Kango Kid from UTFO, Roxanne, y'all know him. You know, I'm around people like him before he passed away. I'm with Phantom. I'm with Foursome D's. I'm with Danko D from Leaders of the New School.
Hold on. That means that all of the people that you named, cause I remember when you said, this is it.
Damn.
I think I even talked to you and you was like, yeah, this is gonna be my last go round, man.
I'm gonna be honest.
You can't remember what I said to you after you said that.
Nah, you told me it wasn't. you told me that fire. You said long as that fire in your heart, you still won't be gone. And I was on front. Like, and a lot of people told me that. I was saying like, you know, like, and like, don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying the new position of actually being on the executive side, running a company, and giving the opportunities that was bestowed to me to others. But then Phantom and everybody start sending me these beats, and I'm like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get beats and from established producers, and you own your own studios, and you ain't got nothing but time on your hand, yeah. I already knew
it was bullshit, cause he was like, "Oh, big bro, I think this is it, man. This is my last go around." And I'm like, "Dude, quit that shit." It's hard for genuine rappers. They got that in their heart to just throw that shit in the trash, and then you just walking around, and then you hearing all these whack ass joints, motherfuckers is putting out. Then you going, man, hell no.
Nah, but I ain't going to front though. Like, I was really, like I said, I still do. I enjoy the evolution of me, from being Deshaun to being Sean Gardner to being Judah Priest.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's just different facets, you know what I mean? But I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I still got love for the music, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna tell you something real, real tight right now. Do you know that a whole lot of rappers that actually threw in the towel, what they would be right now if they didn't throw in the towel?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a whole lot of. I'm gonna tell this story because I told it 1,000 times. Then we got a caller from 971. I don't know that area code. What the hell you at? New Hampshire 971. Who this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Hey, I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Welcome to
Portland,
Portland, Radio. Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I said I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Just
showing you love.
Nice, everyone is Oregon. Oh, my God. Is it raining up there?
All the time.
I know. Back in Washington, it always rains.
Yeah, because Seattle's only 3 hours away.
Yes, yes. How you doing,
Who are you?
Let us know.
Yeah, I was just calling the show, Judah Priest, some love. This is Gemini from Instagram.
This who?
Gemini from Instagram.
Gemini, yo, what up, though? What up, though? Peace, queen.
Peace. How you doing? I saw the post, so I was like, oh, let me call in and show him some love.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we all need some love and some hugs.
Absolutely, especially these days.
Yeah,
y'all got y'all mask on. You know what I'm saying? I hug you, but let me put my mask on first. So, Gemini, what you doing out there in Oregon?
In Oregon, hey, doing like everybody else, just grinding, you know. Just grinding, doing my thing, just like everyone else, just trying to get to the back.
I know, you know what I'm saying? The bag is right there, but you don't know where the bag is at, so it's kind of like, I guess, look, I got these new glasses. I'm about to sell these glasses so I can let y'all know where the bag at. All y'all got to do is put the glasses on, y'all can see where the bag is at, but y'all got to go and get it.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
That sounds
stupid. You know,
stupid,
I keep my glasses on, you know, because, you know, I'm on More Like That They Live. So I keep my glasses on and keep gay.
If y'all don't know what they live, they used to have the glasses on so they could look and see what who the aliens were.
Absolutely.
See, I'm an old game. I'm an old head.
Hey, I want to put this out. I want to put this out there, like Gemini, like really, really. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I love when I'm able to connect with people. You know what I mean? Or like, you know, using social media for the right, you know what I mean, for the right reasons. You know what I mean? And
Absolutely.
Being able to connect with people to show genuine love and support. So I definitely truly truly appreciate you calling in, just to show the love and the support.
Oh, always. You know, I got you. Anytime. Especially because you're on that level to where it's like-minded individuals. You know what I mean? Because I feel like, and you know, just like you, I'm old school too. I'm 48. So I was in the era, especially too, coming from, I'm originally from Inglewood, California. So coming from the era where. Exactly.
Yo, you got
right, and, you know, the era where it was like, you know, I was fortunate to be in an era where there was like, you know, hip-hop, so it was like N.W.A., but then it was also the consciousness, you know what I mean? Like the Daisy Age, the Jungle Brothers, and Queen Latifah, and Public Enemy, you know what I mean? So as far as music is concerned, I'm a hip-hop head when it comes to that because I was fortunate to be in both eras. Where it was
creativity.
Who was
your favorite group?
That's what I was saying right there. I told
my favorite group.
Industry, see, I'm just listening.
Oh, I'm a hip hop head, so I like all old school stuff. I'm like more to like Public Enemy and the old school Ice Cube. You know what I mean? Like, I like all kind of music, to be honest with you, but I'm more into like the substance of the music, like what they talking about. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo,
and I'm more for like the list of the people.
Hey, Quinn, I'm about to put my brother on the spot because he be doing it to me all the time. So you just gave me ammunition to put my brother right on the spot.
Okay, go ahead.
you said that N.W.A. Yeah, your son, remember about 2 years ago, I told you Payback was going to be a mug.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna get you one.
I remember you telling me.
Yeah, son, and today is that day, God.
All right.
Hey, Gemini, so like you like N.W.A. and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
N.W.A. the posse and all that.
Right.
Right. So you see, you hear that king that's on the other side talking, cracking all the jokes, right?
Mm-hmm. I hear him.
Yeah. The one giggling in the background. Yo, so let me just formally introduce you. So Gemini, meet DJ King Scratch from NWA the Posse right there.
Oh,
payback
that's
the mug,
what's up.
Brother.
Hey, I don't know if you remember, but like I'll go back like back in the day to where it was like back in where it was Rodney O, Joe Cooley, and you know what I'm saying, the battle royale and all
boys.
That.
Those are all my boys.
Wow.
Hey, look, I told you I will make them T-shirts with the whole bus track going over. He just threw me out of the bus. I wasn't
going to
say nothing.
Hey, yo, so everybody else that's on the line, let me explain to you why I did that. Because, like, yo, Scratch quote me. Scratch know one of my favorite MCs ever is Candyman, right? So, Scratch quote me like 10 o'clock in the morning, my time, on a three-way call. I ain't know Candy was on the phone like that. He put me right on the spot, yo. So this is just my way of paying him back.
Well, you said it was your favorite artist. I just put him on the phone with you.
Yeah, yo, and I appreciate you, brother, but I told you, man, pay back some bugs.
Nah, nah. Yeah, I used to be in NWA. You know,
Oh, yeah, back in the day, that's when Cube had the Jerry curl.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all had Jerry curls back then.
You had long braids.
Oh,
I had long braids,
no,
but
man.
I had Jerry curls, too.
Oh, you had the curl, too? Yeah, back in the day, that's
man,
when
we all had curls.
What's it called?
We had to have curls.
Remember
but
the
this guy, Scratch, he got absolutely curly hair.
Huh?
Yeah, back in the day with Rodney O, they was rocking the big. Remember the what they called the finger waves?
Yeah, him and Artis had the finger waves.
Right.
That's the homie, huh, Scratch?
Oh yeah. Oh, them my folks right there.
That's my homeboy.
Oh, that's man, yeah, ain't nothing like that old school though.
Yeah, you call it from Oregon,
right?
You from?
But I'm originally
from down there from Inglewood.
That's right.
Then you talking
right.
to
that's
my
hometown?
Brother.
That's my city. That's the home soil. Though Inglewood always be wherever I'm at. That's always gonna be home
yeah.
soil.
Did you know Miss Torrey?
You coming to represent my brother? Oh, that's good. This is a good day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great
Did you
day.
Know Miss
Torrey here?
Did you know Miss Torrey from Inglewood?
Miss who? Miss Torrey?
Miss Torrey.
Miss Torrey. Oh, yeah, I don't remember her. I gotta see what she looked like, but that name
with Ice Cube,
good.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's
yeah.
my homegirl from Inglewood.
Okay,
yep.
That's what's up.
Oh,
up.
Boy, that's a whole nother story.
Oh, Lord, I know you got stories, too.
I got 8 million stories in a clothing city. Not a naked city, but...
I'm glad you brought Judah Priest on here, man. That was a blessing,
man,
to bring him
man,
on.
Man, that's my little bro, man. He's
a good brother.
Man, he is outstanding, man, and... And I really love that you came to bless the show again, probably for the, the fourth or fifth time?
Yes, sir.
You got to come. But see, that's what I'm saying. You always welcome me on the truth. And look, you got a fan from Portland, all the way in Portland. And you.
Well, I don't have fans. I have fam, man.
Man,
I'm not one of the bullets, man.
They all start with them. They all
Indeed.
Start with F.
Wherever
and,
he is, I'm
then,
there. I'll support you.
And remember, you fam over here for real. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. Salute to all you guys. Appreciate that.
Yes. Shoot, let me see.
And nice to meet you. Good looking out, Judah.
You already
know.
Me.
Oh, you ain't
already. I appreciate you calling in, yo.
Let me see if I can pull a rabbit out the hat. I know what I want to play, but I don't think I ever loaded that song up. Remember that song that I did for you, Judah?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know the name of the song.
And don't stop rapping. Keep going. Because the fans getting older, too. I don't want to hear a 17-year-old rap because I'm 37 in my own self. So it's just different.
Yeah, I put that song on there. What was it called? Oh my goodness. Hold on. Look, check this out. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs. I'm gonna see if I can find this song, Judy, because I know that we played it on this we played on True West before.
Yes, sir.
I just can't remember the name of it. What was one of the last songs we did?
Well, I'm about to look it up. I forgot the name too. I'm looking it up right now.
Something, everybody.
Hold on, let me go to my catalog, Spotify.
Now I'm trying to see if I ain't got it on the thing. I think I gotta tell it to him, something like that.
Talk to him. It's called talk to him.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see. Did I put that on there? Did I put it on there? I just want to talk to him. Did I name it something else? I probably did. Oh, anyway, this is what we gonna do. Let me play one of my boy shits. I'm play one of my boy shits, and then we gonna come back.
It's called Here We Go.
Here We Go?
Yeah, Here We Go. I just want to talk to him.
Ah, damn. Nah, I don't think I got that one. I don't think I put it on the thing. But check this out. Let me see. I'm going to play one of my boy songs, and I'm going to try to look. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm kind of caught up in the game right now. True West Radio, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Let me play one of my nigga songs, and then we going to get back to y'all. Come on.
Can't turn back, I'm fucking round, slap, can't sleep. My enemies won't be back. Call my mama and they scream drama. You could it be, don't they know that they fucking with a G? I'm going to sleep, but with my eyes open, I'm getting high, and I pray that when I go, I can die smoking. Go to the funeral, my homie's dead. He passed away, got caught up in the wrong place. Got blasted, hey, that's just another part of being black. It ain't no thing, but if you slang, then you better watch your back. Cause these motherfuckers love to see you gone. You gotta stay strong, young brother, cause it's on. And now I'll be slinging these things till the break of dawn. Gotta make my ends, hey, then it's time to take it home. I got some hoochies on my pager, it's major. Let me say it like a game of fucking savior. Time to wake up, 2 in the morning. You gotta leave, got to sleep by myself, cause I'm a G. It's time to say goodbye, I got to get myself.
strap. I was raised in the gutter, now I can't turn back.
And jealous cause I'm stacking, I stay tacking, keep packing heat in case these niggas get to acting too tightly. Sorry, y'all get froggy and run the leak, or get restless, try to death this, get they ass put to sleep. I'm playing for cheap, and if a life ain't no turning back, I'ma keep hustling as long as those things keep burning crack. No love for these bitches, cause when you down and out, stay back, turn. I dig them and ditch them, be about my riches, sip my liquor and let my trap burn. Can't let these phony cock hoes destroy me. Only quality time I'm spending is on these blocks that employ me. These punk ass cops annoy me. Know my cat got me filling up through the pesto in my sack and trapping a sad pot. Tryna crack my squat, tryna stop a nigga from earning that. The hustle's all I know, so it really ain't no turning back.
So nigga don't trip, it's the FBI. When I step into your shit, nigga, you're quick to die. Protect the slug to your checkers and I'm turning back. Raising the ghetto, smoking motherfuckers, slinging crack. I put my finger on trigger and he was rolled up. He was the key to me getting my fizz, I sold up. So now I'm running like a motherfucking fugitive. And all I carry is memories of how
every
I
time I wake
is.
Up, I hit the floor, thank the Lord, I don't know what I'm living for. I'm running out the back door, ain't nothing nice in my life. I ask my niggas why, niggas don't wanna die, am I living right? I hit the corner smoking weed, drinking in the cheese. Will I be sober enough to see my enemies? And if I do, will I empty my clip, or will I trip? Cause I ain't giving up a shit, I can't turn back. So I can't turn back, singing crazy, I can't turn back. It will be the quick, so I can't turn back, back. I can't turn back, it will be the quick, but so I can't.
So you have all that soon.
Oh, well, that's all good, man. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what, see, y'all don't understand this is what True West Radio is all about. It's about unity and us coming together because, hell, I don't want all of the pieces of the pie. Just give me my slices. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I wish you on that.
Just give me my slices. Everybody is out for the whole pie and trying to outdo people and try to be better than this person and that person, you know. But if we all work together, do you know that we could actually kill the whole gang? We could actually kill the whole
everybody
gang.
Everybody
wins. It's not
that's
about just one. Well, God dog it. Let's do that. Let's do that. Well, we got about 39 seconds. If y'all don't hang up, we going to after hours. After hours be way better.
Yeah,
y'all,
yeah.
Oh, man, 323
642-1597, you only got 20 seconds left. If you don't call, you're going to miss the after hour.
Yeah, I'm gonna say peace to everybody. Yo, thanks for letting me come on to share with y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. I got things to see people to do right now, so I got to get back in the booth real quick.
Oh, go and do your thing.
But I'll be in tune, man. Thank y'all so much.
No problem. Okay, Radio, we out. After hours.
Peace.
All right, now we in after hours. Good shit. Let me turn on some shit.
Even the color of your voice changed. Now we in after hours.
See, Trulia, you see what I tell you when I tell Sue, and you see that somebody else jumps up and said the same exact thing about the music industry. I mean, that's just a man that done studied this stuff like myself. So that's a great blessing to have him come on that show. And I have so many people.
Everything you
named,
you know, you told me to sign up for
it.
So I already got all that.
Right, because I told you that the streaming royalties, and everybody say, well, I'm on TikTok. I'm like, yeah, it's 1,000 streams on TikTok to make 2 cents. 1,000, not one, not 10, but 1,000 to make 2 cents on TikTok.
Yep.
And I break it all down. I study this stuff. That's when I'm in the bed. I ain't got no woman, so I'm in the bed. I'm making love to me. But y'all women say money makes me come, music makes me come. But on the serious note, I studied this stuff at night.
He was something crazy.
It went out.
Hey, look, I ain't saying a goddamn word on that one. I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, y'all got significant others, so y'all can do that. Y'all got to be in bed at a certain time.
That don't mean we come at the same time. So I'm just saying.
Well, you better not come before her. I tell you that.
No,
you really gonna be in trouble.
No, I got a method for that. But anyway.
Okay, so, I was gonna say. Yeah.
After hours, y'all motherfuckers, can't nobody hear us but us. Can't nobody hear us but us. All right. So, truly, you getting ready to do that damn show or not?
Yeah.
Don't sound so goddamn hyped about it.
My bad. I'm just hyped about it.
Why? Yeah. Well, man,
I need to save my energy.
Wait a minute. So you gotta save your energy to ask me my question, or you gonna do the show?
No, I'm just playing with you. I'm laying down. That's why I said it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But of course I am. Yes, I am ecstatic.
That's too late. You already late in the game. You should have did that first.
I jumped up and did that. Now I jumped up.
That's exactly. Now I'm back quiet.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. We already didn't discuss the songs I'm doing.
All right, well, okay. That's great, man. Yeah, it was cool that Judah came on there. He had called me earlier. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I'll put your songs on there. We could, you know, go on and put them on there and let him. I mean, I'm proud of the cat because he, I remember when he told me that he was just getting ready to quit. And I'm like, okay, quit if you want to. It's only a couple of things gonna make me quit, and that's death. Or I'm gonna lose my voice. If they cut my hands off, I'm gonna start making beats with my toes. So there's a whole lot of things that's not gonna make me. I'm never gonna quit this because it's something that
everybody say that until they hear this one beat, and then their little brain and their fingers start tingling.
I'm telling you, and that's what's real. I mean, it was. It's been a couple of times when I said I was just gonna quit. I was like, man, I fuck this. But if you got that shit in your fucking bones, that shit'll never, ever get out. I don't know how many motherfucking music, movies y'all done watched. Better Blues. Any music, anything that got something to do with music and somebody said they want to quit, they can never quit. It's always going to be in your system. It was just like Judah. I remember because that nigga said he was getting ready to quit. He was like, oh, this the final shit. And all it takes is for one whack-ass song for you to hear, and you'll be like, mm-mm, I can't let that shit rot. I can't let that shit rot. So you just fucking, your instinct just kicked in, like, mm-mm, I got to do another song. I gotta do another song. Sweetie, you don't do song, but you affiliated with song. You was.
Mm-hmm. That's how I know people be lying.
I said it once, but I never said it again. I never quit. Never. I can never quit.
She's going to drop a single. She's going to surprise you and drop a single on this.
Oh, Sweetie. Well, if Sweetie drop a single, I'll stop rapping.
No, don't say that, because I actually got talent now. I'm just busy.
I said you didn't have talent.
Hold your horses. Hold your horses.
Hey, she going to be like five heartbeats. I'm leaving the heartbeat. My album will be in stores next week. Damn, <playing some clothes.
laughs> Oh, so I have 1, 2, 3 drinks now, I'm alcoholic. No, I'm just fucking with. Yeah, but yeah, what if Sweetie drop a song, let me see, what the fuck would I do?
Nobody say something else, because don't say that.
I ain't gonna quit shit. I'm trying to see if I can boost it up. Let me see. Sweetie do a song. It'll probably go platinum before any or. How about that?
It will probably go platinum.
You're going to go platinum before any or song.
It probably wouldn't be my song.
Yeah, especially if Chris wrote it. Be like Chris wrote that.
No, I was thinking about my sister. Nigga, I can write. What the fuck? You crazy. You lost your mind, Stretch.
I'm just fucking with you. Nigga need to try to get some kind of, you know what I'm saying, juice out of somebody.
But if you Google my name, you ain't gonna see nothing but writing.
But I ain't gonna hear no rapping, nonly.
Hmm?
I'm trying. I'm good. Whatever. Shit. What the fuck is Confetti doing? That motherfucker, I hear him back in the background talking something. This nigga just, that nigga just happy to have company.
Hey, you made it so great.
Hell,
I'm
still on here. Where Confetti? He ain't on here no more either.
Yeah, Confetti on there. You don't hear him talking in the background somewhere?
Hell no.
He's too far away.
What, he back there doing shadow boxing?
Shadow
boxing. He back there rehearsing for that one fan concert.
Nigga standing by the mirror talking to himself. Nigga, what you talking
he
about?
He rehearsing for that one fan concert in the mirror.
Oh, man. Let me see. I can't go to... Man, I got to stay up for about 3 more hours. Because this fucking...
Talking fast to my boy.
Huh?
Confetti, where you at?
I ain't gonna lie, Confetti used to be wearing some wild ass clothes, man. He used to literally be lit, like he used to be shining his clothes. But he got on stage, I was like, hey, this thing go hard though.
Confetti, why?
He used to be shining. He used to have Russell said it, you know where he at, like right there.
I came to the underbox. Yeah, well, shit. Mr. Everywhere, I'll make sure that you get Judah hooked up. You know,
okay.
Because once again, it's you know, we have to get a workshop going and have all these motherfuckers on here and just tell them what they need to do, you know, with themselves in order for them to make themselves better artists. And as far as everybody that we deal with, we know how to deal with them and try to make them better artists. But, you know, it's a lot of people out there that's, you know, they in the blind for real, for real. And they don't even know what to do. They think that what they're doing is right, but it's not, you know.
I don't understand the publishing all the way, but he's been telling me, like, you know, he'll tell me stuff, and I look it up and see how to put it together. But, yeah, basically the publishing thing is the most important, is what he said.
Right, because,
well,
see, what happens is, like, 86, he's been doing this since 1991, somewhere in that ballpark figure, and he just had a writer share on ASCAP. He didn't have a publisher share. So once you do that and he's playing on the radio, you're missing out on all your money. You see,
mm-hmm.
And that's where our artists don't understand. They just say, yeah, I got my BMI, and they got a writer share, but they didn't pay the $150. See, ASCAP is cheaper. Here's $100 for both. BMI is free on
that
the writer side, but it's $150
on
the publisher
side
for a sole person, but if you're a record label, it's $250. But these artists don't know that. They just go put music on the streaming platform and think they're going to make a lot of money, which that's not true at all. You ain't going to make $15, $20, $30.
Right.
And then they're not on the radio. They ain't got no radio edit. They're not on the radio. And then it's like, okay, radio, you get 9.1 cents a spin on terrestrial radio. So if you're getting 10,000 spins a week, that's $900 that you're getting a week. That's $900 you're getting a week off 10,000 spins on the radio. You get 10,000 streams on a streaming platform, that 10,000 streams is only $17.50.
But see, the whole thing about it is a lot of people don't know about the radio spin. You know what I'm saying? because those are, like you said, that's where ASCAP and BMI and all that stuff come in. You know what I mean? So a lot of people don't know about it. I mean, because, hell, it's only 1% of motherfuckers that's ever going to get spent on the radio. You know, on a syndicated radio station. You know what I'm saying? 1%. No matter what you got, it don't matter. You can have all of that stuff taken care of, but that don't mean that you getting ready to get spent on a fucking regular radio station, not just, you know, on a internet radio station. We talking about, you know, in syndication type of shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't get that.
Well, I got the secret recipe. I'll show you about it. I'll tell you about it. I got a secret recipe to that. That's why
everybody hit me up.
Yeah, they've been hitting me up about 86 and my other artists. They're all on the charts now. So everybody, hey, man. So I've been doing the hey, man, for the last, 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the difference between, you know, either streams and anything else, because that's what getting ready to get you paid. Hell, I did Crypto the Superdog, and that's a goddamn, you know, a cartoon, and that shit was kicking me out like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it seems like they make more money off of selling
Happy Meals and shirts and shit than they do off of the actual music, because you put time and thought and a lot of real life shit in there, and you make most of your money from selling a Happy Meal customized drink and shit. Like, that shit crazy.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to fuck with this thing called Taxi, and Taxi is very...
You missed out on it, Scratch. You missed out on it. It was $1.99 last week. It was on sale, $100 off.
I saw it.
And I started to get it, and then I sat up there and I had some other stuff on the table to do. So I said, I'll because I can always hit them up, and they'll give me a $50 coupon. So
I was in a popo home, so I couldn't get that Taxi.
Yeah, I was with them years ago when they first came out.
Yeah, I was trying to go with Taxi because they're going and throw. I just make tracks all day, and then the motherfuckers be on commercials and all that shit.
Oh, I can get you sync license. I can teach you how to do sync license without doing Taxi. I can get you sync license for sitcoms, sync license for movies, all that stuff without using Taxi. The only reason I was going to use Taxi was I was going to shop artists their record deals and be like, hey, look, I'm going to shop your deal. I'm going to shop you three labels for this price, three labels for that price. And that's the only reason I was going to use Taxi for.
Well,
that's got a direct
that's
the content.
I was going to do Taxi for all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to do Taxi for all that. I'm just find that to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, if it's something else we could do to make a move, because... You know,
me and you just got to get about a two-hour day where you just freed up and got about two-hour day. I'm free
tomorrow.
I will be on the phone with Freeway Ricky Ross tomorrow. Ricky Ross. He's A&R from the record company. Huh?
He was saying something the other day about him about to start doing stuff with artists again, but he called in here before too, but it was through I think Fleetwood sent him over here.
Man, I'm gonna tell you one thing about Rick. That nigga is, I don't know, he don't want to break bread, because I was dealing with all his people.
Look here. I'm gonna tell you a secret. His financer is based out of Meridian, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. The guy got stupid money. The A&R just talking to me, Bob. Abdul had the A&R, Bob called me because Abdul was telling him I knew about the industry. So they talking about discussing trying to bring me on board, and he was driving trucks yesterday, so he was trying to call Freeway on the phone, and he didn't get him. He just told him to call him back. So now my phone was dead at dialysis, and then I got home, and I had some business to take care of, but tomorrow we set it up. We're going to do that Freeway call, and I'm going to get introduced to him and put some ideas on the table, man, and they might roll me over into the company. If I do, I'm going to have me some wiggle room.
Well, just call me because I know those cats.
Yeah, because they just got all their artists in development and ain't nobody really came out. They trying to get them developed. And I'm like, look, man, like y'all playing with the money. That the man has got the money, and that's the deal about it. All you got to do is put me on the phone with Rick, and Rick put me on the phone with the man with the money, and I'll tell them how to get the ball rolling.
Rick, yesterday. Rick was doing like, he had like, we had his nephew. He had all the motherfuckers because, nigga, we did a whole, we was doing a American Gangster Tour. It was supposed to be about all Rick Ross, but he had just got out of jail, and then his parole people wouldn't even let that nigga get on the bus with us. So me and my cousin and my son, we traveling all around this motherfucker doing this goddamn American Gangster Tour until the motherfucker, we was about to go to North Dakota. And the motherfucker was like, well, if y'all going to come up here, nigga, we was watching the news about our tour bus. And they was like, if y'all going to come up here, y'all got to pay for y'all own security. Y'all got to pay for metal detectors and all that shit. And we just killed the tour. Yeah. The only time I seen Rick is when we went up to, was it Kansas City? And it was Trayvon Martin, Mama and Daddy, and Mike Brown. And that's the only time that we was up there with Rick. I know the nigga, you know what I'm saying? But that was the only time I seen that nigga. That was the only time his probation let him go. He couldn't even get on the bus. Because he's supposed to get on the bus, and we supposed to be all doing all these tours and shit.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to put it on the table, Scratch. Like I say, it'll be my first go-round. 86 was sitting here. He's like, God damn, little bro, you be on the phone with all these folks. He's like, God damn, man. I said, hell, this the deal is I got to have something to sell these folks on. And now a lot of these roads are leading to me. All these people, just like with that situation, I hope you and Scotty get that situation in order with that movie and stuff. I'm leading everybody to the roads. I'm trying to get to the bag, too, but I don't mind sharing the information to get y'all to the bag. But I know y'all get to the bag, somebody going to bring you up no matter what. What's her name? If I got to hold her earrings if they fall out, then I'm going to do that. Truly, if I got to hold her earrings if they fall out on stage, then just give me a job doing that. I don't mind.
No, we just going to put some... We're going to put some little hefty bags right there. So if they fall, she going to grab them. I don't know. I mean, all the things that I got in my head, and then, you know, the things that you got going and Scotty got going and the things that I got going, it's like I'm overloading like a motherfucker because I know what to do to get that fucking money. I know what to do. But it's like having somebody like you and all of us together is what could actually make that shit happen. I got the $1 million idea. I got the $1 billion idea.
Yeah, but I'm about to slow down now because I got everybody on rotation. Roosevelt's on the radio. My boy Sakai, 86, the kids. They all on the radio. I just got the kids on the radio today. So they're on the radio. Then I got a female artist. She wants me to manage her out of Memphis. I just did. She just bought a track. She recorded that Summer Gun the same day. Got the radio edit ready to go. I'm going to get all the publishing paperwork done tomorrow and put that on the radio maybe this week. If I don't get it on there this week, it'll be on the radio next week. So I'm working. I'm trying to get that in order, but I want to get on that, what we talked about with that True West, with that promo package and
let's really get into that this week, you know. So we got a True West present, you know, when all that stuff we going to start.
I'll be freed up probably after 2 o'clock. Cause I'm gonna get up about 8, work on some tracks. Then I got a meeting with them, and then I got a school meeting with my daughter. They want to let her dance. Every time they have a dance competition, she on the black on the team, so I had to go off and cuss all them folks out up there and show my ass and put a threatening lawsuit. Now they want to get on the phone and talk. So I got a meeting with them tomorrow. And then after that, after 2 o'clock, well, I'm going to be freed up to do whatever because I got everybody in motion, all their videos and stuff, websites is updated. So I'm good on that. I got to build 86's merchandise, which, shit, that don't take me but about an hour or two to do, and I can do that tomorrow evening. So you have his merchandise available on his stuff, and then I have everybody up to date. So just watching the radio, see what the radio spins do. And one deal out there to anybody listening, see that radio spins, one deal about that DRT tracking when he's talking about the encoding, and Julia, Trulia, you know, I spoke that to you. That allows for a record company, that allows you to negotiate because you can say, this is my actual spin. See, all this streaming stuff is bots and all that stuff, and them spins is real. That's real-time spins. They're going to tell you, you can track what time, hour of the day it was spinning and what station and everything. So once you have that worksheet in front of you, when y'all go to negotiate, then all I got to do is send all the websites and then the DRT tracking reports. And then they can check your Instagram following. They can check all your streamings on all your platforms. Plus, they can turn around and see your radio track. And then they'll be like, well, hell, we can't offer you $100,000. You ain't no $100,000 nigga. You a $1 million nigga. So that's how you got to be able to negotiate. You got to have something to negotiate with. It's like you go to a job with no resume. They're going to say, yeah, we hiring you. Once you get down at the bathroom, go sweep the parking lot. You're like, wait a minute, man. I thought I was going to be a manager. Yeah, you managing the bathrooms and you managing the parking lot. And you got their resume. They're like, oh, we can't play with them like that. Hell, we got to put them in the office. So that's just the key essential to having all that stuff to your advantage. The more you got to your advantage, the more leverage you got, because any deal that I shop now is going to just be what's called an MD, marketing and distribution deal. If they can do physical copies, cool. Because digital distribution we can do ourselves. So if they can do a marketing and distribution deal, I give up 20%. But we're going to keep all the masters and all the publishing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to put me on the billboard signs by the interstate in different cities and then in the Source Magazine and the, what's the name of that, XXL and all that, Vibe Magazine. But other than that, there ain't no way to give up no 85%. And they ain't did nothing but said, here we are with Def Jam. We're giving you $300,000 cash advance, and we want 85% of your album sales, your shoelace sales, and we want 25% of your show money off your first two album deals that you signed for the $300,000 cash advance. That's why artists are looking sad right now. They just signing. And I feel sorry for Bankroll Freddie, but he should have got somewhere and sat down. The feds just got him again. The RICO Act in Arkansas just hit, and now he just signed a deal with Adidas last week, so he's out of there.
Wait a minute. What have you been doing?
Bankroll Freddie got busted in a drug gang ring. They were part of a gang. Just like RICO Act, and I just got done telling everybody how they were doing. I said they did Atlanta like that, Chicago like that, the New York drill rappers like that. They going to take Memphis out like that, and then, because they had already, Yo Gotti's office already, and then going to sit up there now They took out Little Rock and Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Bank and Freddy's gang, they took their gang out today. They just hit Dallas. Remember, they hit Dallas, what, last month? They hit the recording studio and 28 people in Dallas. And guess who's next, Sweet Pea? Your hood.
They ain't going to worry about that because everybody's dying. They dying here.
J. Prince, let me explain something to you. J. Prince and them got a big-ass headache called the FBI over their head right now.
I know.
That little boy, Lil Cam, ain't dead. They trying to fake him dead, but that's J. Prince's, that's one of J. Prince's right-hand man, that little boy's daddy. That's how the boy got to hang out with them. They from South Carolina. That's how the boy got to hang out with J. Prince and them because his dad. Huh?
They trying to say he dead?
They tried to say Lil Cam, the one that did the shooting, was dead, but he's not dead.
Oh, no, he ain't dead. I know.
They
okay,
tried to
know
hide him.
Like
they
that.
Tried to fake that fake dead stuff to hide him because his daddy, J. Prince, is right-hand man, so J. Prince got to say, you can't hide behind me to make him look good, but he can't do nothing to him because him, his daddy, that's his right-hand man on the cool, on the up and up. So...
Yep.
Now what the case in point is they can't go to Chicago because they tied that dude into killing Duke the Jeweler out of Chicago, and now they can't go to Atlanta. They can't even go to their funeral in Atlanta this weekend. They say if J. Prince didn't go to their funeral, they're going to kill him.
Oh, no, nah, I know they ain't welcome now.
They said J. Prince go to that father, son, any other princes go to God dang take off funeral, they gonna have him out in goddamn Atlanta. That's the word on the street. They already done said it. They done sent the message. They done sent the message already. Huh?
I knew it. I've been waiting on it.
And then the other sad part is now for the next 2 times he ain't gonna be able to get no shows in Chicago. He ain't going to be able to get no shows in no damn Atlanta because they going to try to kill him, too, because he's an affiliate of Mob Ties. And what they going to do? They're going to try to take one of your artists out. So he's just in a bad situation.
Yep.
Finesse just got out the feds and rolled into a bad situation.
Yep. But then you name your company Mob Ties, though. So.
Yeah, that's the name of the company. That's J. Prince Jr.'s company, Mob Ties.
It seemed like to me you eventually want to get busted.
Well, he was trying to, he's a rich boy, kind of live off his daddy's persona. You see what I'm saying? And now you done had a crash dummy that done backfired on y'all because it was your event. You done had 2 dice games and 2 people done got killed doing after the dice game. Y'all damn near got Boosie taken out. Them niggas from Chicago was finna kill Boosie. Boosie got to talking fast. He like, hey, man, shit, man, me and my squad, we got you. We walking to the car, and we heard some shots in the car drive off. Man, that no, man, Chicago, come on, man. Boosie started pleading. He like, hell no, man. He knew better. He like, shit, man, hell no, man. Don't even put that on me. And now they saying that the same SUV that was seen leaving on camera out the garage, the same one that did the shooting. They left out after the shooting. So now they tying Lil Cam into that Duke the Jeweler. So you got 2 deals going, Chicago and Atlanta. So y'all ain't going to be able to leave out of Houston.
I've been trying to figure out the best way to my husband don't got to be involved with them at all. They find a way to stick their nose in everybody. That's why I've been learning all the stuff that I've been learning over the years.
You can do it on your own. Like I say, all you got to do is go get Bandzoogle for $20 a month. You get Bandzoogle for $20 a month. You put your music, your videos, your merchandise, all that on there. You go get your postcard flyers and put your QR code on there to lead straight to your website. Pass them out all over the city every time a party come along. Y'all travel on the highway. Mm-hmm. Y'all stop in the store in out of town. You put them on the counter. People scan them. Boom. If they download your song for 99 cents, you done made a dollar right there.
Yeah.
And you can still do a CD medium, but it's cheaper than CD, but you can still press CDs up and put the QR code on the CD. So you run into somebody, hey, man, I ain't got no CD player. Yeah, I got a QR code. You scan it, goes to my website, you can play the music in your car. When you get home, you can play the CD. Now, you still getting that money off of them then. You see what I'm saying? So you got a double-edged sword. And then once you get hot enough, then the record company going to come in and wants to do a marketing distribution deal. They'll try to throw a label deal out you, but you can tell them, man, I don't want to do all that. I ain't giving up no 85% or nothing. And all my masters in publishing, y'all just put me out there with a billboard sign and magazine articles and a banner on Spotify and a banner on iTunes to come across. Connoisseur Chris, new single out, and that's all I want. I give you 20%. And you can work it that way. So you win better that way. But if you can do now, you can do what everything is a radio state, a record company is doing. You can do it yourself.
I know it.
And the record companies know that. See, the record companies know that. That's why they're trying to yank people down off of streaming and go back to CDs and album sales. They sell an album for $25 and $30 in Walmart and Target and Best Buy. Full album, Rick Ross album, Drake album on vinyl for $25 and $30. Because they're like, we're not making no money off of streaming, and these artists keep hollering about where's our money. If you can't pay us our money, we're going to go solo. We're going to go independent all the way and push it ourselves on the streaming platform. And the record company's like, that's not what we want. Because when every artist starts doing that, then the record company's going to go out of business overnight. They're going to go completely out of business. And the artist's like, y'all ain't paying for my beats. Y'all ain't paying for my damn recording sessions. Y'all ain't paying for my videos. I'm buying all that stuff out of my own pocket. So what the hell I need you for when I can go put it on CD Baby and go to 150 streaming website to download and then turn around. I can put my video on YouTube and other video deals and everybody can watch my YouTube videos. So what do I need you for? And the record company like, we got to convince these people that they still need us. Because Gucci signing everybody a $10,000 to $20,000 chain. Gucci getting over like a fat rat. You sign one guy for $50,000 cash advance for two albums. And let's say he do $300,000 off each album. Gucci done made $550,000 off of this guy. And all that guy got is $50,000.
Yep.
And Gucci can write that off on taxes and say, I lost money on him. He can show the paperwork. He say, I just lost money on him and not even lost no money. So that's the whole case in point. Huh?
Listen, I don't even listen to him no more.
Yeah.
He's been doing too much.
Yeah, so. So that's why I teach everybody the format. Once I teach them my format, you know what they do? They like, hell, man, I should have been doing this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Going to be 5. I'm going to have 5 people on the radio in less than 1 month. Terrestrial radio in less than 1 month.
Right.
And it's very simple. People think it's hard, but it's not. And if you got good music, the listeners are going to keep on calling in, and that's who's going to make your song blow up, the listeners. Hey, man, can y'all play that Connoisseur Chris? Then 30 minutes later, hey, man, can y'all play that Connoisseur Chris? 2 hours later, can y'all play that Connoisseur Chris? And they're like, man, we're going to keep that heavy rotation, Connoisseur Chris. Just like that. Next thing you know, you're like, well, hell, we playing heavy in this city, heavy in this city, heavy in this city. Then guess what happens with that? When you start playing heavy on the radio, That's when the promoters call the station, hey, man, y'all got any information how I can get in contact with Connoisseur Chris? I'm trying to get him for a show. And they're like, yeah, we got all this information. Here go to the website right here. You want to fax or email the website, forward it over to you. He's got his contact phone number, his email address. Call him up. Hey, man. Hey, Chris, man. Oh, man, I like you, man. I've been hearing you on the radio, man. How much for the show, man? I'm over here in Detroit. You like, well, shit, man. Got to have 25 plus two rooms and flights. They, oh, man, okay, bet. That's easy. That's lightweight. Boom. Then you in there. You try to get two shows and see the deal about it. The way I show you, when you get your DRT tracking report, it lets you know what cities you're playing heavy in. Like right now, 86, you're playing heavy in Cincinnati and Birmingham. He get like 15, was it 15 spins a day some days, 12 spins some days a day. So that's like every other hour. That's a day. So I'm like, you playing almost every other hour in Birmingham. So we need to get ready to get you some catalog of music to go do a show in Birmingham. In Cincinnati. Because we can go to Birmingham like, look, man, we want 25 for a show. And they'd be like, shit, man, bet. There you go. 30 minutes on and off the stage, 2,500. Go to Cincinnati, do the same deal. Then you leave the city. Then somebody else in that same city might book you another month from then. Hey, man, I want to get y'all at my club. Man, y'all sold out over there. What you call it? I want to get you. Okay, man, it's 3,500. We done got hot now. Now the run numbers run. Then your numbers run. You get up 10, 15, 20 racks. Hell, four shows a week at 20 racks, that's 80 racks a month. I mean, no, that's 80 racks a week. And it's easy, 20K. Shit, Megan went from $1,800 to $25,000 to over 200-something thousand in less than a year. We found out about her. She was $1,800 for a show. She went to Dallas K104, then went to Big Boy out there with Scratch Name in L.A., Power 106. She went out there. She was $50,000 when she come back from there for her Lil Rock show. And then she went to over $200,000. So when we were going to do her and the baby, she was baby was like 40, and she was $25,000. And we were going to do her down there in Shreveport right after we did that Lil Baby Money Bag Yo and Sweetie. And by the time that COVID hit,
did you hear about it?
Huh?
They doing something to manipulate his numbers.
Who you talking about? The baby?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, what happened with the baby is the industry. The industry wanted the baby to be the new 2020 Nelly. He wanted to be the little guy with the earring and the gold chain and doing that. You know, them little songs like Nelly, little singing hook songs and stuff. Like that rock star song that he did. And they wanted him to be like that. But he wanted to go and get the grain and be this hardcore gangster dude. So they like, we going to pull the plug on your career. So that's what happened with him. When that label tells you you're going to do it this way and you go against the grain of what the label's trying to do, ask Yellow Beezy what happened with him when goddamn it, L.A. Reid dropped him. He started doing that Keep It In The Streets and all that. L.A. Reid wanted him to do them songs, big songs like with Chris Brown. He wanted to do that hood stuff, taunting Mo 3, and he got dropped. Now he riding around trying to sell weed and rap at little clubs in Dallas.
Sell weed?
Fact. I mean, that's real facts. And it's sad because my partner worked with L.A. Reid, so he the one told me what happened. And it's sad because the boy got talent. He can actually rap. But they're like, look, man, we want you getting these four-time platinum albums with this Chris Brown. We be making love in the restroom. She gonna bust it open for me. They don't want to hear you talking about all in the trenches and the straps and all. Mm-mm. That's not what they tried to get you. They tried to get you Yellow Beezy, little Yellow Boy, and do these little songs with these Chris Browns and the Trey song, Love song, and that's how they tried to market you. But y'all want to go and be the street niggas, so they said, we're going to send you right back to the street, drop you from your deal, and now you can't bounce back. And that's what happened with the baby. The baby got buy one, get one free ticket sales. He got buy one free. You buy one ticket, get one free to his show. He's begging you to come to the show.
That's crazy, too.
A year ago, he was selling out 30,000-seat arena.
Yep. Yep.
But they do it when they tell
that's
you.
Crazy, though.
Well, see, here it is. See, the record companies tell you what you're going to put out. They gonna tell you what you gonna put out. You will say, man, me and Connor Truman Chris, we working hard on this. I wrote this from the heart. And they gonna say, yeah. Who said you and Connor Truman Chris are even a damn group? We signed him as a solo artist. But we've been rapping together since high school. They say, well, Connor Truman Chris, you can rap with Sweet Pea. And you won't get the deal, and he gonna say, "Baby, give me a hug and a kiss. I got to go make this money." He went, "Well, but wait a minute. I've been singing the hooks all this time. Look at the Braxton. Look at the Jackson Fives. They broke all them up. Backstreet Boys. They broke all them up. They broke all of them up. They're like, mm-mm. And it happens. It happens all the time. They just, mm-mm. You sound better than everybody else in the group. We're going to start working on your solo project." And then they be like, "Oh, man, well, you either want this deal or you don't. Oh, well, I'm leaving the group like Flash." I'm telling you, it happens all the time in the industry. And people don't see it. And then you be like, "Oh, man, that's messed up. I ain't never think they going to break up." That's like Migo, you got them, they all mad because Lil Baby start doing numbers, and everybody's focus shifted to Lil Baby.
That nigga, they should call it, he paid, they mad because he paid to get out of the contract.
Are you
that
talking about,
it all boiled down to. I found out what happened.
You talking about,
Quavo is mad at him because he paid to get out of the contract. With the label.
You talking about Offset
label,
paid to get out the contract.
Huh?
You talking about Offset paid to get out the contract.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, here's the deal. When you buy out a contract, they say, okay, we're going to let you out the contract, but just like Master P did with Snoop Dogg, Suge Knight said, I'm going to let Snoop Dogg go over there with y'all, but we want 33 cents off each record sales, plus this whatever cash up front. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let them go. So they could have told him, yeah, we're going to let you go. You can buy yourself out the deal, but we want a quarter off every record sales. Eazy-E did that with Dre with the Chronic album. He was still signed with Eazy-E under the producer contract. So when he went on the
I don't know about that. They may have, they might not have. But the problem with the group was that after they did the three projects, they were supposed to be able to renegotiate or go somewhere else. And the boy changed his mind. He didn't let them do it. So all of this time passing by, you know, he decides he gonna buy his stuff off the contract. He mad because he don't want to do it. So he make the other one stay in the make him with him, like, do this Pledge of Allegiance thing that he was doing with that boy.
Well, it's just like how Ice Cube did. He didn't want to renegotiate the contract. He's like, no, man, we ain't getting paid. And he didn't want to renegotiate the contract. That's why he went to the label with the baseball bat showing out. But, see, at the end of the day, it goes just like this. They put you in a situation where you got to buy yourself out of a contract. You got to look at, what's the name, paid $700,000 to buy his contract from Birdman, Money Man. He paid $700,000. He said he went on and did all them shows he did. Damn near 40, 50 shows.
I would like to know
how
much he paid. I want to know how much he paid to get out, because it seemed like they should all have enough money to have paid it, too.
Well, they probably told what's his name, You give me $1 million, we'll let you out your contract. But we want 25% off your first record. 25 cents on every song. Every single every record sold in, you know, on the record chart. We want 25% of the royalties. You see what I'm saying?
I doubt it.
They do it all the time. Record company do it all the time. It's like this, Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea, you the best. I ain't going to use you. I'm going to take a female. She's the best dancer in the strip club. All the guys come in and see her. And her and the owner get in too, and he fires her. And everybody catch a word, she got fired, and then they start going to the club. You see what I'm saying? That owner going to be a damn fool to let her go, right? She was bringing him
the
in money.
The reason he
didn't
want to let him go is because the husband going to start getting in trouble too, shit. And he decided he might want to hold on to him. Because at first,
well, you
got to
look at it. That was their marquee artist at the time. That was their marquee and artist. That was their bread and butter. Migos was their bread and butter before Lil Baby came on. So it's like, okay. Now, I don't got to renegotiate y'all contract because Lil Baby hotter than y'all. So you can either take the contract as it is or buy your way out. And if you buy your way out, yeah, we're going to throw a price tag on there. It's going to tax the hell out you. And then we're going to still get a percentage of your first album. That's why you're like, man, why y'all still hanging on to me? I done bought my way out, but y'all still trying to get money off my album? You see, remember when he said that? Because he made them sign the contract then. That's what Offset said. He said, man, I done bought my way out my contract, and they still trying to eat off me? That's what they were saying. And that contract, when he bought his way out, he didn't read the fine print that said we're going to get probably 25% off all your album sales, off your first album. Then you free to go after that. They ain't going to just let you walk. Hell no. They going to milk your ass like a cow. Your titty's going to hang to the ground. Your titty's going to hang to the ground. That's why a lot of rappers quit rapping. They like, golly, I didn't know this. I didn't know all this red tape. Cowboy, that rapper, Cal, C-A-L-B-O-Y, signed for $1. He signed for $1. He signed his publishing away for $1. So he went full-time platinum and only made $1.
Well, actually, they in court about it.
You could be in court all day long, but when you throw that judge, that black and white, where you sign, that's what they're going to stand on. That's what they're going to stand on, what you sign.
They made an agreement for him to get his
stuff. You can be in agreement, but that fine print says, we are going to let you go for 25% of royalties off your first project on your new label. They're going to make him and the new label sign off on that. The new label saying, okay, we're going to forfeit 25% off of his sales off of this album, but after that, he's all ours. They do that all the time. All the time. Ain't no label. Ain't nobody just going to give you away. They ain't going to just say, all right, you free to go.
You know, that's not a lot to get away from them. Because all of them are going to jail for stupid stuff. And he's been in jail enough times. He don't need to go no more. He's been in jail quite a few times. He's been doing shit wrong. So he must know something else going on. Because, oh, boy, I think he dirty, too.
Because he connected with Rap a lot and all of them. Well, like I tell you, the name of the business is the record labels are going to exploit the artist's talents. Motown did it. Solar Records did it. Rap a lot did it with the Geller Boys and Zero and all the Rap a lot artists. Irv Gotti did it with Ja Rule and Ashanti. Puff Daddy did it with all the artists on his label. If you notice, every last one of them labels extorted their artists. Every last one of them. None of them gave their artists a fair shake. How many of them got artists now? None of them. Puffy ain't got nobody. Death Row didn't revamp. Sugar ain't got them no more. Snoop had to buy that. Then turn around. Solar Records is out of business. Then you turn around, and who did Jay Prince got signed? Nobody's. You see what I'm going at?
They're not, because if you sign them, they all still signed, but they don't want to rap no more. They got some fucked up deals where you always still was on, was still with them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why they don't want to rap no more. It took MC Light 30 years to get her name back. They own her name for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
MC Light signed a contract where they own her name and likeness for 30 years. She couldn't put out an MC Light greatest hits or nothing because they own her name and likeness. Ice Cube couldn't put out another Friday because Warner Brother owns the Friday franchise. They own the rights to it.
Oh, I know it. I've seen that too.
So with that being said, your masters and your publishing, if you ain't got that, just bend over with no Vaseline. If you don't own your masters and your publishing, just bend over.
That's what I'm trying to say. He paid for that. And he tried to go back on the deal on that part. But I can understand why, because it's a
three-person
group. It's not just him, so.
Well, they weren't worried about it if he went solo. What they're saying is we ain't going to just let you go without us getting paid.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just like a game. It's like a game. You want to join the game, we're going to jump you in. Once you want to leave the game, we're going to jump you out.
He really don't even got a rap on the food.
Well, that's in his DNA, rapping. So that's in his DNA. If he don't rap no more, then they're going to say, oh, he's going to say he fell off, you know. Now, the baby is so discouraged, I doubt he'll even want to put out another album.
That's what he said.
I'm saying, why would he want to put out another album? He ain't even selling no tickets to the show.
Mm-hmm. You know, he needs to cool off a little bit. He just kept going. He had a lot of bullshit going. All this baby mama shit and all this other shit. Shooting people and shit. He got a lot of shit going on.
The people wanted to be hardcore, and they tried to make him a 2020 Nelly. Put your little diamond stud earring in your ear. Put the little gold chain around your neck. The little basketball jerseys on, don't you see? Nelly did the same stuff. And they tried to make him a Nelly. They want him doing them songs, riding by in the cop car. Yeah. They want him to do them songs. They want him to do those songs talking about pulling up a bus and a cap in your ass and They want him to do them songs like Nelly. Oh, wow. Must be the money. They want him to sing them songs like that. And when they program you to do something, you go against what they program in your ass. They going to pull the plug, and then you're going to go back to the streets. Then you're going to have to survive, and now you got these big old mansions, and the money ain't coming in. What you going to do? You're going to go right back to the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, but that's how the industry does. What's his name? Kanye West talking about, yeah, man, everybody talking about, yeah, Kanye West got us woke. I said, wait a minute. He ain't got who woke because Kanye West been getting that money. He been getting that money from that man for 20 years. Now you complaining 20 years later? You been getting beat over the head for 20 years. Now you want to say something because Kim done left your ass. Then you say, oh, excuse me, I'm bipolar. My doctor misdiagnosed me. They didn't diagnose my bipolarness. Trying to use that excuse. But he left out of the Adidas office. He didn't go to no black shoe company. He ran right over to the statues.
Exactly.
And try to get another shoe company and try to get a shoe deal with them. They ran them out the office. So how woke can you be if you ran from one shoe to another, huh? Come on now. Let me know if I'm wrong. Now, what happened was he realized that, guess what? These Jews run the music, the movie, and the fashion industry. So if I talk any kind of way to them, they're going to pull the plug. They pull the plug. It's deaf, damn, Jews open with. Now who are we going to get distribution through? All the major companies are run by Jews. So who's going to distribute any of his music anymore? He don't own the design to Yeezy. He just owns the name. Adidas owns the design. He can't even make no records easy.
They got mad when you said it, but it's true. But the funny thing about it is that him, maybe he'll take some time to get his stuff together for real. Because yeah,
but
you see,
what I'm saying, everybody say they're backing Kanye West, but I ain't seen nobody go tell their boss to go stick it up your ass because you treat me like a slave. Ain't nobody on that job went up there because they know they got that damn rent and light and car note and all that other shit due on the motherfucking first of the month. Ain't nobody. Who you done seen go up there and tell their boss, you know what? Y'all motherfuckers treating us like slaves, and I ain't going to tolerate this not another day. Ain't nobody did that, but they want to say, yeah, we riding with you, Kai. We ride with you, Kai, and yes, well, but when it comes to them telling their boss that, what they doing? Shit, I ain't going to tell my boss that shit. I got motherfucking bills to pay. You see what I'm saying? Kai and Wes have bills to pay, too.
This is stupid, though. Why would you say that in the first place? You know that they were slaves that in the first damn place.
He knew the Jews were in the music industry when he got in it. He been in it for 20 years. He knew that. So 20 years you've been quiet, and now you wake up one day, my wife done left me. She don't want to come back. I'm going to rant and rave and make her come back. So I'm just going to say, oh, man, the Jews, this and that, this and that, and then you done lost everything. Your mind was already gone, so it didn't matter. But you lost everything.
His
financial stability is gone. You can't get nobody. It's like this, Sweet Pea. You give Trulia $20, right? Mm. And I loaned you $40, right? But you gave $20 of it to Trulia, right? And you come back to me, because me and Trulia don't get along, but you say, man, I need to borrow $40 more, man. I gave $20 to Trudy, and I say, well, guess what? I don't get along with her, so you gave my money to her, so I ain't going to give you no more money. Now, I done cut your money supply off, right?
Right.
So, Kanye West can't even run to no banks, because if he runs to a bank, the bigger bank going to cut them off. They're going to say that $2 billion line of credit y'all want, y'all doing business with Kanye West, we cutting you off. So that Bank of America might, if they do business with Kanye West, they might lose out on the big banks that loan them money. Because it's investors. See, everybody don't understand, all them business are investors. Me, you, Scratch, Trulia, Hell Love, 86, Luda, JoJo, let's all, we all put $1,000 in and open up us a McDonald's. We done bought us a franchise. Now, we're called investors, right? All of us are investors. Now, if I see the restaurant ain't clean, the bathrooms ain't clean, I'm telling Scratch, hey, man, I'm pulling my money out, man, because, hell, we losing customers. And before I lose money, I'm going to take my money out. So that's how these big businesses are thinking. They're like, anybody do business with Kanye West, we're going to yank our money from what we got invested in you. And they're like, is it worth endorsing Kanye West? Giving him a bank account and losing all this big money? Or is it better to tell Kanye West, oh, man, we appreciate everything you do, but we can't do business with you because our big bosses ain't going to let us. And then you get blackballed. But see, they're going to protect their investors because as soon as investors pull out, look at Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg and them lost $213 billion this week.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook lost $213 billion this week. The investors, they took a big loss.
Well,
now
they
say
they don't want his money, right? So that's a loss, right?
Well, the name of the game is people don't want to do business with people if somebody's going to stop doing business with them. That's like you and Connoisseur Chris say you got your gardening business. And you got people buying plants off you all week long, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being your best friend and went down the street and cussed everybody out on the street. Fuck y'all, punk motherfucker, and all this stuff. And then they see y'all hanging together, and they're like, oh, that's the one that cussed me out. She with Sweet Pea. Oh, well, we ain't going to buy no more plants from Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea's going to like, look, I got a choice to make. be with my ride or die that done caused all this controversy, or tell, hey, I can't hang with you no more here. I got to get this money over here. What are you going to do, sweet pea?
I don't fuck with you.
You done did the homework for Kanye West. You done did the homework. You gonna be like, hey, man, you know, me and you been tight, cool and shit. Man, we might be able to go down there, you know, have a couple of drinks there. My Uncle Leroy, he got a camper out there in the country, but I can't be seen with you uptown.
That's what I was just about to say. I had to meet me in the country or something.
There you have it. So that's how it is. People are like, hey, man, we do business with Kanye West. As soon as he announced, yeah, I just got a new endorsement deal with, and everybody who financing them going to pull the plug on them. Sad world. Kyrie learned. I mean, he just posted something. And like they said, Amazon is the one selling that movie on Amazon. And then Amazon is doing business with the NBA, having Amazon Prime. You pay and watch the NBA games. And they're like, well, hell, how y'all putting this stuff up on y'all site to sell? But then y'all sitting up there contracting with the NBA, and the NBA punishing Kyrie Irving for posting it. But y'all are selling it on y'all website. So y'all are selling controversy on y'all website. So it's like, okay. But the game don't work that way. One person can do it and get away with it. Like that man gets stopped by the police. He said, why y'all pull me over? And everybody up was speeding. He said, hell, you the only one to slow down. That's how we was able to pull you over. And that's how the game is. Once you know the game, America is a capital business, capitalist country, and it's called a contract. You go play NBA contract, NFL contract. You go work a job as a contract because they say bring your Social Security number. When you sign your Social Security number, that's a contract with the United States government saying, I guarantee that I'm going to let y'all take 28% out of my check every week. You didn't know that, did you? That's the contract.
No, I know that.
Anytime you sign a contract, it's abided by American law.
I definitely know that. That's why they actually was upset when me and Chris first got married that we said that we don't combine expenses.
So that contract, you are held by that contract. That contract says, sweet pea, if you're late three times without calling in, you're fired. That's in the contract. And they're going to make the union sign the contract. And the union's going to agree to that contract. So when you go to the union, they fired me. The union's going to say, why you get fired? They said I was late three times. Were you late? Well, I clocked in like a minute late. How many times? Three? Well, we're the union, but we can't fight for you because guess what? It's in the contract. Now, if it's anything in the contract, the supervisor walked up to you, oh, man, she married the connoisseur Chris, and I don't like him. I'm going to fire her. Then you got a ground to stand on because they fired you for no reason. But anything in that contract.
They can fire you for no reason now.
Huh?
Did you know that? They can fire you without a reason now.
If you're non-union, if you're union, they can't. That's why they don't want the union in the South so they can do slave labor and slave wages. You go up north to Chicago and Detroit, they got unions. If you ain't paying them right, they shut that whole goddamn Ford Motor Company down. Chevrolet gets shut down. Motherfuckers do not walk that picket line. They stand out there, we not going to be a nail turn, nail screw, to nail car. And then one of y'all better cross that picket line and we going to whoop your ass too because we trying to get all of us a pay raise. And then when them companies like, oh, shit, man, we got to negotiate. So they go to the union. All right, man, this is what we can do. We can't give them an extra week of vacation, but we'll give them an $8 raise after 6 months.
Right.
Then the union's like, okay, work. So the union go to everybody, hey, y'all go back to work. We done got your $8 raise after 6 months. We didn't get that vacation y'all wanted, that extra week, but we got your $8 raise. Yeah, oh, yay, okay, back to work. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that goes. Up north, down south, we shall overcome. Mm-hmm. They walk in the office. Sweet Pea, are you supposed to be utilizing that coffee machine? I'm on my warm-up break. Oh, warm-up break is just for warming up and using the bathroom, not a lunch break. That's considered a lunch break, drinking coffee. I got to fire you. and you're out the door. And then they, what'd you fire her for? She was on a lunch break, unofficial lunch break. What was she doing? She was eating? No, she was drinking coffee. What? Yeah, that's against company policy. It's right here in the policy. And they're going to stick it to you. Mm-hmm. And they might just not like you. But they're going to find something that to work around in the company policy to get rid of your ass.
Yep.
Tyson, they tried it with me all the time. I can get wrote up. I got wrote up 5 times more my first and second week out there. My supervisor wrote me up 5 times in 1 week. I got wrote up twice in 1 night. Every day I go up to them in front of them superintendents and tell them what I'm doing. And you know what they said? Well, maybe you need to write. You need to get wrote up. Maybe we need to send you to the house. That's what they tell my supervisor. Oh, no, no, we got this. And tear it up. Next day I'm back in the office. I said, man, this is a safety violation. I tell them what the safety violation is. I said, I hit my head on this damn screw sticking out the goddamn, coming way down the ceiling on the box chute, and it's goddamn it, them bus made me draw blood, and I'm calling OSHA tomorrow. Them motherfuckers goddamn went in there, that maintenance man, and changed the whole box chute around at night. All you seen was welding. Because I told them, I said, I shut the line off. I said, as soon as I hit my head, I'm stacking boxes. Got to reach out in the line and grab the box and stack. I said, as soon as I hit my head on that big-ass screw, and goddamn bust my head open, shit, boy, I cut that whole line off. And they said, why the line off? I said, goddamn it, because y'all got this box shooting up here, got us hitting our head on it. And when they come in and write me up, I went up there and told them, I see y'all with OSHA tomorrow. And I threatened them with OSHA, them motherfuckers, whew, they fixed that shit that night. See, I know the laws and I know the rules. Once you know the rules, then you enforce the rules on their ass. You enforce their own rules on their ass. Right to a proper paycheck. Right to safety, right to proper training, dignity and respect. I read that off to them out loud in their office, and then they like, damn, he right. He know our core value handbook. And once I know the core value handbook, that's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Hello? Who else is online? Hello? Is it me you're looking for? Anybody online? Confetti. Julia. Hello?